It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a Diet Coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick dressed as a clown.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Varen Solfundira Blinsa.
How you doing, Bernie?
Oi, me! Oi, me!
How you doing, Bernie?
Oi, me! Oi, me!
How you doing, Bernie?
Oi, me! Oi, me!
And all the goyim say a pretty fly for a rabbi.
Hello.
Are we the only people that make this big a deal about having a legitimate Jew on the show?
Yes. And I don't even think he's a real Jew.
He's not.
I think he's Irish.
I think we're going to have to test him tonight.
Look at that beard. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, back on the show, Matthew.
Not Jewish. No.
We have Steve.
If we have to call it a holiday tree, then I think we should have to call Shap's shit the holiday candle holder.
Oh. The holiday candelabra. And, of course, we have B-Shaps.
Jewish.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Started, what, yesterday at sundown?
Yeah.
Very very nice. Did you get a present yet?
I got it a while ago, actually.
Oh. You're one of those bad Jews.
Nah, I was supposed to go on a trip for school, but that got canceled, so I got the Wii U instead.
Wii U!
Yeah.
So what have you gotten so far for Hanukkah?
Like that's it.
Ticonderoga pencils or anything?
Number twos, baby!
You really liked that, didn't you, right? The Dixon Ticonderoga comic?
Yes.
I always used to joke that it was a back-to-school holiday. And then I realized that Louis Black did the same joke, so I stopped because it wasn't
really
funny.
Another Jew.
Oh. Stealing jokes.
He doesn't practice.
You know, to be honest with you, I would say that B-Shaps is the only non-white to ever do the Aristocrats.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
You are Jewish. No. You're not white.
let's not glaze over this. Derek is
6.25%.
Wow.
Yes.
Does that count?
My grandfather's grandmother.
No, not really.
Was a Saul.
Okay.
A Saul.
All right. Cool. My grandfather's grandmother.
Yeah. Which makes me 6.25%. Not at all, I know, but still. I believe there was a little bit of payment due while coming through the door, Mr. Shapps.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't see you with a little bag of gelt.
It's
you
in
smoke
the car.
Weed?
It's in the car?
Yeah.
You actually did bring it?
Yes.
All right.
Wait. What is that?
Gelt.
The fuck is that?
It's little gold coins with chocolate inside.
Oh. Ooh. That's you're going to give that up?
I thought it was like a Jewish beer or something.
No, I left it in the glove compartment. I completely forgot.
The only way they that's how they have their kids eat candy. They disguise it as money.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what they do, basically.
They're not sure whether to put it down in their bellies or in their piggy bags.
It'd be funny if it was actually worth anything, but it's not.
Yeah, they get excited because they think it's money, and then they get depressed that it's not, and they eat their feelings.
That's part of the reason why I was so fat. I used to drown my sorrows in chocolate coins.
Wow. Yeah,
chocolate
coins.
And what's the rest of the reason why
you're so
hard
to open?
Because I used to have a big appetite. Mm.
You think if if the wrapper was like really gold, that they wouldn't hide it deep in the earth? I mean, come on. They'd never eat those things. They'd be just stored away.
Have you ever heard of the secret Jew gold stashes?
Melting near the core of the earth. I mean, come on.
They wake up on Hanukkah morning and kids burying his gelt. They're like, oh, look.
They're learning so young nowadays. My God. And we're like, that morning war so young. Right?
Right. As soon as I go to take a sip, everyone stops talking.
All the big time Jewish record label people probably make the rappers' gold records out of the same shit.
it's probably a gelt record, yeah.
Yes.
Eminem's like, what the fuck is this? He opens it up and it's chocolate.
Oh, his record went gelt today.
Number one on the gelt list.
Their grills are like made out of the wrapper.
Oh. Or gelt teeth. Yeah, that'd be nice. And you go to bite something
producer
and just melt.
Bernie Platinum. Precious metal.
Oh, my goodness.
Excellent.
Gelt teeth. Melt in your mouth, not your hand.
Anyway. Cunt has entered the text, the chat room.
Excellent.
Hey, Cunt.
See you next Tuesday.
Yes, actually. He is a Twitter follower.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That's good.
Derek, I sent you an OK Cupid thing. This will be maybe for later, maybe after the break, for Shaps.
How Jewish are you?
Yeah, there's 15 questions, and it's going to tell you how Jewish you are.
My goodness.
Because what is your tag? What's your moniker?
The worst Jew in the world.
Wow.
What? That's horrible. Are you on OK Cupid?
No.
Oh. No. That's just what he calls himself.
I thought that was your OK
That's
Cupid.
That's his billing. Name. Yeah.
Your billing.
Yeah.
Billed as.
The world's worst Jew.
Now, is there some kind of, now obviously, it's Hanukkah.
Yeah.
How lazy do the Jews get with Hanukkah? Because it's 8 days. That's a lot of time.
We have an electric menorah in the window.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
And that's it.
Wait, is it on a timer to light sundown?
No, we have to do it manually.
Oh, you got to twist the bulb?
Yeah, but I think when we left to go to dinner at like 4:30, there was only two bulbs lit.
Wait.
Like the center one and then
Do you have Jewish neighbors?
No.
You're allowed to do Thank that, God. Though? Like, I'd be surprised. Is that like a new Jew? Like, N-U?
New Jew.
thing? Like, I wouldn't think that you'd be allowed to even do that.
We didn't even say the prayers. Neo-Jew. Like, we used to, what we used to do was we used to have the electric for in the window.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, you know, sometimes you can see, like, a Christmas tree in the window of some people's houses.
Wow.
So,
holiday tree.
That's your little,
a holiday tree,
little
whatever.
Calling card.
Yeah, so we used to
seasonal tree.
Yeah,
so we would do the menorah in the window, and then we would light the candles in the kitchen. But
do you use the,
We don't even take out the menorah anymore.
No.
We just have the electric one, put it in the window, and twist the bulbs.
Do you get a Christmas tree just to, like, fit in?
No. Uh-huh. I wanted one when I was younger.
Really?
Do you do the blue Hanukkah lights?
No. Oh, we don't even decorate the house.
You don't have like a Harry the Hebrew or anything?
I wanted to have a Hanukkah bush when I was younger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now you got one growing on your balls.
Nice.
And your face.
Ew.
You're really turning into a neckbeard.
I've been meaning to shave.
He's not allowed to shave during Hanukkah, Derek.
Oh.
No, I've been meaning to shave, but finals at school and shit. I haven't had time. Yeah,
now us non-Jews, we have this new thing called Elf on a Shelf.
Oh, God.
Do you have anything that can relate to Hanukkah with that?
What the hell's Elf on a Shelf?
Gefilte on a shelf.
Gefilte.
They have Jew.
Gavilka fish in a dish.
They have Jew in a jar. And every day you got to put pennies in there too.
Yes.
Otherwise, yeah.
Mason jar.
You got to put your gelt in there.
They have Jew.
Otherwise, he won't give you presents.
Juju bread, man.
So you never really, by you, I mean Jews. You never really like, kind of made it fun. You know, like.
Maybe, like, when it was younger, it's like, it's not one of the high holy days, so it's like, you know, it's not something that, you know, we're really concerned about. The kids, the Jewish, the little Jews, little filthy
little,
Jews.
Little Jewlets.
You know, that's the one holiday they get excited for, because they get presents. And,
Like, if you guys gave out, like, 60-inch TVs and, and Bentleys, I would totally convert.
Oh, yeah, you definitely see that number pick up. I mean,
yeah.
Look, I'd be happy to be Jewish.
But you guys get like the stupid, like fucking sticky hands that you can like throw on the wall and sticks.
They don't even work.
They go into Toys R Us and they're like, oh, forget it. And then on the way out, they hit the quarter machines. The line's in here.
Like those old school, like, Matt, what were those things you can get? Like, you used to have the whole collection with the big hand rubber thing.
Muscles.
Yeah. You used to be able to get those in the quarter machines.
Those were the knockoffs, though. They sucked.
Yeah. But that's what you get, though, for Hanukkah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have things that are similar now that my son has. They're called, what the fuck are they
called? Oh, kid chokers?
Yeah. No, they're like little garbage, pieces of garbage.
What
are they called? Hang on.
What?
So wait, you can make your own then.
Wait a minute. Pieces of garbage?
Pretty much.
Like an old corner of a fucking Big Mac box?
Where the fuck is the
trash
creativity?
Packs?
So what? What?
They're called trash packs.
Oh god.
They come in little like orange garbage cans and they're all like little figures that you collect.
Is it one word?
Yeah, I got some up here.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Yeah. So and there was all kind of different
those like Mighty Beans, but like
I'm going on screen.
Yeah, see now there's all kinds of
so they're like crazy bones.
They're definitely not as cool as muscles.
Whatever the hell that is. No, but they're kind of neat.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're collectible and it's random whatever you get, you know. And there's different like rarities for each one. So like, you know, if you get like a pack of them, they'll have two out that you can see, right, and then they'll have like four right garbage cans.
These things, yeah, they're okay. I mean,
yeah, and different.
What do you with them?
They're more like Monster in My Pocket, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, they're
Nicktoonish. Yeah. They're a little Nicktoonish.
How can you even be proud to say, "Oh, I have a collection of trash pack"?
I don't know. I thought they were cute. They have their own little names, and. The rarer they are, the better the quality of plastic and stuff. And they actually get like texture, like they're like fuzzy. So like if you get a rare one, it's like hard and it has like
it sounds like they started making them and then like, wow, this is way too expensive. And then they just cut them off and they started making them cheaper and cheaper
Actually,
so they started outsourcing to China.
They're doing it in like seasons.
Okay.
So like they had a season one and they don't make
series
them anymore.
Or series. Yeah, probably series.
They make them in Australia.
Oh.
So... And they're kind of hard to come by.
I'm seeing a little Nicktoon. I'm seeing a little Pokemon.
Yep.
I'm seeing a little just total pieces of shit. Really, really, this is sad.
Well, it's the same thing as as Muscles.
Muscles had personality. These things just look like crap.
Muscles ruled.
They did.
They are pieces of crap. It's trash
that's
pack.
True.
Yeah.
I had 240 Muscles.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's more than you have on your body.
Yeah, it's true. It's more than the bones in my body.
I wonder if they made a trash pack that looks like Derek's toilet bowl.
Oh my god, that would be awesome!
They have a dump truck, and you can it has a little game where you can flip them and you know, so it's a little semi interactive.
Okay.
Sounds
but
about as
ultimately,
boring
it
as
is
Hanukkah.
Just a collecting thing.
And again, this is something that I pointed out recently to somebody who was talking about art, how detailed art is so less popular than high contrast simplistic art for toys and cartoons and video games.
Of course.
This right here will sell because of how basic it is.
Yeah.
It jumps right out at you. The high contrast. Look at you have a green truck with blue and orange characters.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know.
Well, that's
no
just
reason.
I mean, that's just psychology 101.
Obviously.
You know, big
but
bold
you know,
colors for kids.
When you go to like video games and the like McFarlane statues and stuff like that, like that stuff is like, you know, it's cool to like a very limited number of people, but you'll see this bullshit everywhere. Look at Angry Birds. Yeah. Look at how popular Angry Birds
is.
And there's
like
four
primary
colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you're saying like idiots buy those kind of stuff?
Absolutely.
Because look at B-Shaft's fucking sneakers this time around. Jesus.
Oh, what?
God, can you get those on camera?
Oh my god.
Get those up there.
They're not as bad as my
yellow ones. Lift your leg up.
Get that up there.
You fucking weird.
All right, what does that look like? No,
just dumb.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the inside of Yestercade.
But Yestercade's is awesome.
It
so
is.
So by proxy, my shoes are awesome.
No, so don't wear those in it.
Actually, every time I've been to Yestercade's, I wore these.
Oh. No, you wore those yellow monsters once.
Do you have to take your shoes off at the door and shit?
I think I might have the last time.
I don't know.
I think I got lazy because these ones I actually have to tie. The other ones I can just slip on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've put on a pair of shoes that have laces in a a year.
It's cause you can't, wow. It's because you couldn't bend down a time.
If he bends down, he's just going to fire out the back.
Yeah. It's like a rocket. I got my Crocs.
Yeah.
My work boots are slip-on. I have my Vans for the summer.
Yeah. You have Velcro sneakers, Derek?
I don't.
Is that still too much? That's too much effort.
That's too much. I'm not going to bend. Are you kidding me? Wow.
I couldn't even imagine. I have worn nothing but boots for like the last 15 years.
Yeah.
That's it. Just boots.
I have my Doc Martens. I just never
I've laced my shoes every single day, Derek.
And blowing yourself up doing it.
Sometimes.
And somehow I'm 30 pounds lighter than you.
Yeah. I don't know how, but somehow.
Through the modern marvels of horrible, horrible.
To be fair, I probably
disease.
Have 30 pounds more muscle than Derek.
Yes.
Derek does look like a walking atrophying dick.
Wow.
That's from bending over and tying your shoelaces.
Oh, I can't believe that came out of your mouth.
Where's that from?
What?
You said atrophying dick.
Yeah.
Clutches tying shoes is considered a sit-up.
Okay.
All right. All so right. You do 365 sit-ups a day. I mean a year.
Nice.
A day.
A day.
Fuck that.
I used to. But
he'd have the strongest gut muscle ever.
I do have a pretty strong gut muscle underneath my gut. It's pretty serious.
You got to hold that thing up. So.
Yeah. No, it is pretty.
It's like
it
Atlas.
Pretty, like if I could chisel off all my fat, I'd probably be ripped to shit.
That probably goes for
I think everyone would.
That goes for just about anybody.
No.
Yeah, Derek doesn't.
No, I am a weakling.
That's pretty serious for
I will give you that.
For a fat guy, it's pretty good.
So you just have hard fat.
I have no muscle. I have nothing.
Oh. I'm like King Kong Bundy.
Yeah. I mean, like today, my arm hurts under here. And I don't know
from
why.
What?
With John
just
from
rest something up.
Oh, probably from so twisting the doorknob to get in the bathroom.
Wow. that many times.
I probably just slipped on it wrong and now it's gonna hurt for like 2 days. Yeah. Like that's what happens to me.
Hmm. Excellent.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yes, I'm a weakling. And I admit it.
No.
But your strong word counts in the pants.
That's right.
Damn.
Actually, I'm not. That's part of the problem. No, my whole sphincter, the whole muscle
it's
down there.
It's very weak.
I was trying to compliment your penis size, but that's okay.
Oh, well, whatever. But it's so weak from not being able to hold anything in that, it's very weak. Mm.
B-Shaps, I have a double quarter pounder here. Are you even allowed to eat this by religion?
By religion?
Yeah.
No,
oh.
I'm not.
Why?
Really? Why?
We're not allowed to mix dairy and
that's
meat.
Correct.
What?
Ah, yes. I forgot about that.
And just meat in general or beef?
Anything in general.
No, really. Like you can have cheese.
So chicken parm.
Pork, can't do it.
Now you can have dairy, you just can't have it at the same time you're having meat.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to mix. So
you can eat a dish of chicken and then you can have a piece of cheese, but you can't have chicken parm.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
I think the saying is they don't see the kid in its mother's milk or something, right?
Something, I don't know.
But they're allowed to eat fucking eggs.
I guess.
Chicken abortions they're allowed to have.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. You learn something new every day about Jewish people. Yeah. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're
thank
here.
Thank you.
I had a Jewish friend. Well, I still have him, but.
Where do you keep him?
You don't want to know.
Near his wallet.
And he ordered food. We were out at a diner or something. And he was just like, I didn't know there was going to be cheese on this. And he starts like separating the cheese from the ham.
Oh
but he
God.
Insisted it had nothing to do with the religious part.
He just
and the only reason I think he did it was because his wife was with him.
Wait. So he was eating ham and there was cheese on it? Wait, he's not allowed to have pig.
Oh, maybe it wasn't ham. Maybe it was something else.
Yeah, you can't even have pork.
Whatever the case may be, he took apart the meat and the cheese, but he insisted it had nothing
why
to do with
do
the what's the deal
the
with pork, though? How come,
you guys
like,
are talking.
How come there's a couple religions that don't allow pork? What's with pork?
Well, it probably all stems from the same scriptures.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. It's been a while.
You know how delicious pork is?
Yeah.
I had bacon this morning. I know.
Wow. Nah, I actually don't like bacon.
Get
what?
The fuck out.
Get out. That's it. Drive home. And in an hour,
like
you
bacon.
Can...
In an hour, you can go log into the chat room.
Yeah. And then finish the show from there.
Jamie says that she doesn't see us.
Well, that's good for Jamie.
Mm. I have to pee.
Let's see. No, we're on, I think.
Yeah, we're on. I got it going right here.
Yeah.
I can see me.
We're on. Yeah, you got to fix that, Jamie.
She probably didn't do the Java thing.
No, we did.
Java.
I just gave her shit for not allowing me in the house anymore.
Why are you allowed in the house?
Well, I don't know, since we started doing the show here.
What?
She said something to me, and I said I haven't seen her in so long since she doesn't let me in the house anymore.
Derek's just looking for sympathy.
No, I'm not. Obviously, I was kicked out of the house.
Well, I wasn't there for a long time either.
Yeah.
But, oh no.
Oh, man. That did not sound good.
Yeah. Something's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Derek,
there's a storm brewing.
I hope it doesn't come here.
On your face.
Oh.
Oh.
So it looks like our friend Kevin's having a nice time.
Hmm. No, he's not.
He's posting pictures of... oh, why? Because his team's losing?
Big time.
Good. Well, he's posting pictures of him and his lovely bride-to-be, I'm sure, one day. Hmm. Smiling and kissing and all kinds of love. Who are they, at the Giants game?
Yes.
And I guess the Giants are his team?
No.
Oh.
Well, he's getting a giant disappointment right now.
He is a Saints fan.
Oh, it's the Giants versus the Saints?
Yes.
Where is this, in New York somewhere?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
MetLife.
Okay. Get a life stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All
right. Where WrestleMania is going to be this year.
That's Ooh. Right. That's where B-Shaps and I are going to be.
Making out.
Really?
Right. No.
Except B-Shaps' seats are not quite...
I got fucking nosebleeds.
They're not as prestigious as mine.
Prestigious.
No, I got pretty good seats.
They're like the Wongo. Okay. I got you like here. Shapiro. Mm. Okay.
There's actually not a bad seat in the house.
They're really, yeah, there's really not.
No, there's
unless
not.
You're what? Like behind the stage.
You know when people say that, it's funny because, yeah, there is a limit of distance for, you know, viewing, you know.
Yeah.
Just like acuity.
It doesn't matter if you have a clear
look
view.
Look at those dots in the ring. What's going on?
I mean, unless they have
are
like,
those electrons? Like what?
Unless they have like a real
that went over everyone.
Are those electrons?
That was a stretch even
it
for
really
you,
was.
Man.
It really was. Think about it.
Yeah, I had
actually maybe for wrestling, but for if you go to watch football, there's not a bad seat in the house.
Okay,
well, no, because that's really all you're watching is little things going around.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, you get a better view because you can see the whole field.
Yeah. Like the seats that I got for Mania are well within the good seat range for even like the Garden, which is not a big arena. But Shaps, where are you?
I got $65 seats.
Wow!
So I'm all the way up, but I'm facing the stage, so.
He's actually in the middle.
Oh, so you're actually far.
He's in a
swamp. You're on the long end of the ellipse too.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's sitting
man.
On top of the giant.
Well,
ski
he's like
no
a quarter mile from the ring.
Well, here's the
That's
thing.
That's not
right?
even a joke.
Here's the thing. I figure it's going to be outdoors in April in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be raining. They're going to have a tarp over it, and they're going to have some sort of
actually
like,
where you're at too. You got solar panels above your melon.
Solar panels above your melon.
Well,
so you're not going to be getting rained on.
They're going to have some sort of tart like some sort of Tron that I can watch this.
Oh,
stuff.
So you got to go to the.
Actually, it's just going to be the giant. They're going to saran wrap the roof.
Wow. Yeah, I'm. I got $200 seats. Direct off Ticketmaster. So.
Well, you have a good paying job.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's true.
I work at GameStop for $7.25 an hour.
That's wow, minimum wage.
Yeah. And I'm a holiday hire.
I can probably get
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but Matt, he's Jewish. He's saved every dime he's had since birth.
That's bullshit.
Wow. His parents did.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Oh, whoops,
he's gotta pull his fucking stocks and investments out to go.
No, I was just gonna say I could probably get you $12 an hour working at my job.
Wow, you're just giving everybody a job, aren't you?
And I'm not supposed to be the first one, and I don't have one.
Yeah, but you can't.
Okay, so here's MetLife Stadium, if you have me up on
Very here. Nice stadium, by the way.
So
why
Matt,
don't you just go to Ticketmaster?
Well, no, because
seating
I got to find your seats. That's all right, why.
Let me get...
Right, see
Matt's like right around here. And Shaps, I think you're over here.
Wow, yeah. Oh, man.
The fucking ratio.
Actually,
you're over...
You see that giant log-looking thing there, Derek, next to the stadium? You see it? Do you see it?
The log?
It looks like a giant little...
Zoom in.
It looks like a little thing of poo right next to the left of the stadium.
Oh, this thing?
Yeah.
Eric, zoom in more. You can't really see anything.
That log there right go. There. That's right, a, that's a fucking giant ski lift that no one uses.
Is it?
Oh,
you
Xanadu.
It's a ski slope.
Oh, my
Xanadu.
God.
Xanadu.
No one goes there either.
What is it? This is all like falling apart. What is all this
that's
shit?
That's the old stadium.
Yeah, it's done. It's gone. See ya.
Oh, crap. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
So yeah
what? They're just not going
to. Actually, this is old, actually, because that's a parking lot.
Okay, I was going to say.
All right. Yeah, legitimately, I am probably.
Ooh, look at this zoom here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, zoom out a little bit.
Can you zoom all the way into the locker room so I can see big black dicks?
I think wow. All right, go down right there, Derek.
Here?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
A little bit back, but that's probably where I am.
Like right here?
Yeah.
So the ring's probably going to be dead center, right?
Yep. This is not bad.
So in retrospect, Shaft is only like 60 rows back from Matt.
So go scroll out one. You might have to scroll out again. Nah, he's up in that upper rim there.
Yeah.
He's getting a big rim. He's getting a big rim job.
Let's see where he is. Jesus Christ.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Who's coming out now?
I think he's up by Montvale up there.
He got seats right in MSG to watch it on closed circuit.
That was awesome back in the day,
yeah.
By the way.
I'm surprised they don't do that anymore. Well, everyone has TVs now. So
I actually would have rather have gone to the Hall of Fame ceremony.
I almost thought he said Holocaust.
Wow. The Holocaust ceremony.
I would rather have gone to the Holocaust than sit in these seats.
The Hall of Cost.
I went to the Hall of Cost, and all I got was these tattoos.
That's definitely wow. a Jewish memorial center.
Hall of Cost?
Of Cost.
And that is the name of the show. The Hall of Cost.
The Hall of Cost.
That's a double pun, by the way.
I got to write that down so I remember.
That's a double pun.
It really is.
H-A-L-L of C-O-S-T?
Yes. You just go through there. Just the walls are just bills of taxes. Surcharges.
Unpaid. Like, unpaid medical bills and shit.
Wow.
Clutch wants to know, did Chaps get the seat where the Brooklyn Brawler gives him popcorn? You know what? That would actually be a good job for him. I don't even think he's doing that.
Brooklyn, dude, that guy's got like a six-figure salary.
I'm pretty sure he's an agent.
He's an agent, yeah.
He puts together matches and
he's
stuff
he's been
like
working
that
for the company for 25 years.
Lombardi.
Non-stop.
Non-stop.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know why.
Does he still wrestle once in a while? Or?
I don't understand why his job has security when like...
Well, he probably blew Pat Patterson better than anyone else. And that's probably not a joke.
Yeah, no, I've heard the stories.
No, but seriously, though, he had to know somebody. He must be related to McMahon.
You hear that, or he just jobbed like hell, and they were just like, You know what?
They gave him a lifetime employment thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know the only reason Draws is employed is because, like,
he almost died.
Well, he's also a writer for the website. So he has some sort of use.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same thing like how Vicky Guerrero is employed because because Eddie worked with them for a while.
Yeah,
Then she can, and like she's pretty good at what she does, getting people to hate her.
Absolutely.
So
did you guys see that while we're on the subject of, yes, Matt is eating Jamie. Not eating Jamie. Matt is eating, Jamie.
You motherfucker.
Did you guys see that fucking Christmas song by all the wrestlers?
When?
They put it on their website a couple days ago. I happened to.
Is it new?
It. Yes.
Because if you play that, then you got to play the one they did for Sid back in the day.
What?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me see if
point, why don't you just play Stand Back by Vince McMahon?
Well... Okay, anyway, go.
Be a man, Hulk. Oh. I need an extension here. I don't have it up, so I'm going to
Derek, can you pull off a Vince McMahon imitation?
I'd actually like to hear it.
Ooh. I don't know.
That might be a little tough.
That is tough because, you know, it might hurt my throat.
Mm-hmm. He is very guttural.
Yeah, the only thing you've had down that throat is an atrophying penis.
His own.
You're going to be working that into the show title if you keep using it.
Yes. Mm. Let me hear your imitation.
All right. How you doing? My name is Vince McMahon. I'm the governor of Minnesota. You're fired, McMahon. That doesn't work.
It does
doesn't work.
It's perfect. What do you mean it doesn't work?
You just fired his wife, Linda.
I guess so.
Okay. There you go. We're Shane.
God, he doesn't even work with I don't know where this video... I saw it the other day.
You think she's going to be stupid enough to run again in 4 years? Or whatever period is?
Oh,
she's
done. She blew, like, how many millions of dollars?
$9 million, close to $10 million, something like that.
She's done,
like
plus they're already going back to the attitude.
Yeah, I was going to say the product will probably go up now that she's done with that.
I really hope so. It'd give me a reason to, like, spend
is that why they were, like, toning down everything?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's also the reason why they never, like, advertised the Attitude Era, DVD that's coming out soon.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like...
Yeah, they weren't allowed to. They toned that down in the DVD too. They blurred some things out. It's really stupid.
It is. I agree.
That's why I support indie wrestling.
Whoa!
What?
Uh-huh. Huh? I didn't do that.
I'm trying to find this goddamn thing. It was like I only watched the first couple minutes because it was so embarrassing. And I
quit looking at the Daily Diva.
What?
You're on the WWE website, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I'm on Facebook.
The Daily Diva.
The fact that you know that is perverted and Jewish.
Why would I look at the Daily Diva when there's porn on the internet? Yeah. Like, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Your new nickname is B-Scraps to fucking WWE websites.
B-Scraps.
I'm trying to find that other thing, too, for you, Derek.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, God.
Dude, you know what? My fart smells like I balled up a dog shit poo and put it in my ass.
I believe it.
This is dumb.
I may have to shut this off.
Is that CM Punk?
I think it's supposed to be.
This is like
it looks like CM Shrunk.
Oh my.
When you step into that ring.
Oh my God.
Yes, no, yes, no. Okay, yes. I'm not going to sing.
Right?
This is fucking dumb.
This is.
Look at Kali dancing in the back. That makes it all worth it.
I know that is not true.
Excuse me, don't you start a fight?
Can you dig it? You sing too.
This is about where I shut it off. I couldn't do it anymore.
Talk about breaking cave.
Rosa Mendez. How could a
nice?
How could a woman with such an amazing body be so fucking ugly?
Our WWE family to yours. Happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad.
CM Shrunk.
Wow.
It was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
I'm surprised Sin Cara didn't botch singing that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm surprised he didn't like blow his knee out in the middle of that.
He actually wasn't even doing anything, just staying there. He's wearing a mask, you dumbass.
Yeah, but he still could blow his knee out. I mean,
God.
One of Ray's notes could have hit him in the knee. And he'd be like, I got my knee.
If I was asked to do that, I'd ask for my release.
Yeah. Anyway,
I can't find that other promo. It was hilarious.
What, where Sid has half a brain?
No, you remember that one Christmas promo where it's like, Oh, power bomb.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay.
And the only other thing I remember from Sid's when he farted.
Wow, he did.
And he was looking for his red hat.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I can't find it.
Well, if you go onto YouTube, season's greetings from WWE.
The only thing I really remember from Sid is when, like, the half a brain promo. And
oh, yeah.
When he snapped his ankle in half coming off the second rope or something
like
that.
You're twice. He goes, I'm twice the man you are, and I have half the brain that you do. And he just kind of stared blankly.
And he's like, fuck.
Is that when he punched Geraldo in the face?
No. That wasn't. What?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't punch Geraldo in the face.
Who's the guy that punched Geraldo?
No, that was, what's his face, slapped John Stossel. I can never remember what the frig that guy's name is, and I got to look it up.
God, that's going back farther.
He's like,
who's the guy that tried to break kayfabe, the reporter, and then Sid
John Stossel.
And Sid punched him.
No, it wasn't Sid wrestling.
It was Sid.
It was David Schultz. David. It was like
another
was
Jew.
He could be.
He's a fellow brother of Shep's.
Yeah. Yeah, he slaps John Stossel, and John Stossel tried to like sue him because he had permanent hearing damage or something.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. No, it was Dr. David Schultz. And he looked like Sid. That's probably why he thought it was Sid.
Okay.
It was the guy that said, is wrestling real? And then he fucking popped one in the
air. Yeah, he's like, is wrestling real? And he goes, bam! He's like, that was an open hand slap right there.
Is that real
yes,
enough
real,
for
yeah,
you?
Is that real enough for you?
Didn't Vader do something similar?
Vader and Undertaker.
Like overseas?
They were having an interview with some
and Vader
Arabian
Taker
guy.
If wrestling was real.
Yeah, he wasn't sure. Taker just kind of was just like, yep. And no, Vader's sitting there, and this guy kind of like challenged the validity of the physicality in wrestling. And Vader like
flipped the table over and like grabbed the guy by the shirt and like and he roughed him up. And Taker literally just sat there like with his leg crossed, didn't move a muscle.
He was bitch ass scared.
No, because he probably just wanted Vader to hurt the guy for asking such a for putting him on the spot.
Nah,
like
Taker
that.
Got nervous and scared.
Sure,
he shit his pants.
How did he do that?
I don't know.
Why does he? Why does Steve do that?
I don't know.
I'm in the room.
He's trying to get your goat.
Yes, trying to make good radio.
He thinks that you like the Undertaker that much that if he insults him, you're going to actually get upset.
Which is what just happened.
Yeah, and you kind of did.
I get upset on purpose because he wants me to do that.
Oh, now Matt's working it.
See, so Matt was going with the bit.
No, he wasn't.
Everybody wins.
It's always a work.
Everything's a work. Life is a work. I'm going to make a bumper sticker that says that.
That is a good one, actually. My governor can eat your governor.
I love that. Love it.
I'm going to get one of those.
Yeah. Final score, Giants 52, New Orleans 27.
52.
Please. It's Nolens.
Nolens 27.
52.
I heard Nolens is a good party town, by the way.
Oh, gee. Did you?
I don't know. I've never been there. I've never been there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've never been there. Have you?
I heard New York is pretty big.
Is it?
Yes.
They're pretty fucking big.
New Orleans is like the like epitome of decadence in this country.
Yeah, that's why he needs another Katrina.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
And that didn't even stop it. Like, literally.
So if it's the epitome of decadence, are the toilet bowl seats heated?
I wonder how many people in Katrina actually, like victims of Katrina, actually really weren't victims, just shit, and then got free stuff for it.
Yeah, like their like town didn't get hit.
My house
but they
blew
went
away.
Yeah.
You didn't have a house,
and
man.
They're like, oh man, look at the devastation. Like, what?
You lived underneath those fucking trees over there. That's where you lived.
I'm sure that happened here in New Jersey.
Maybe. I think there were a lot more illegals down in Louisiana.
Sure.
But yeah, similar stuff.
Or, you know, people running from the law, stuff like that. It's a big party town. It's the home of Mardi Gras, which is one of the largest parties on earth.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Sorry I blew up at you.
Oh, I forgive you.
Good. Because I'm not sorry. So what else is going on, guys? I just smelled apples out of nowhere. Was that your burp?
I burped, and you should have smelled hamburger.
You literally, you burped, and all
you
I smelled was apples.
You should have smelled hamburger.
There, how's that?
Right next to me. God fucking damn it.
Matt, you just get more and more gross every passing minute.
Yes, I love it.
God.
Yes.
Just when I think.
Like, Matt's like underwear is probably just streaked with shit up the fucking back of his shirt.
He just gets brown underwear.
Yeah.
It saves him the trouble.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah. You do, and it's not from stepping in it. It's just from running down your leg.
Yeah, that was... Anyway.
God. I don't know how you do it.
I gotta blow my nose.
Oh. Nose is he here?
And now we all stop talking and grab our phones.
Whoa. That was definitely not Derek's ass.
If anything comes out, Derek, I want it in my cup.
Nice.
So, Shaps, tell us a story real quick. Make us laugh.
Yeah.
We don't really have
Fuck.
One.
Fucking Hebrews. They got no fucking humorous life. When's the last time you shit your pants? I want to hear a good story about you shitting your pants.
Like, well, it was a good story why I was late today.
No.
When's the last time you tried to fart and shit your pants? Have you ever had to take your yarmulke off and shit in your yarmulke? Because you had nowhere else to go.
I don't wear a yarmulke.
You fucking heathen.
I wish I actually did, because that would be a good thing to put... my pants when I'm, you know, like in Jersey Mike's.
Wow.
Instead of putting my hand there.
The yarmulke diaper.
Yeah.
One time I put a yarmulke on former aristocrat Craig's head.
Oh, no.
Did he light on fire?
He took it off his head faster than I put it on his head and threw it so hard. Like, he was trying to get it to the core of the earth to melt. Like, he tried to throw it through the ground.
Wow.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
He doesn't like Jews, by the way.
No, he just doesn't like yarmulkes.
Oh. Okay.
Awkward.
Now that we straighten that out.
But how come you don't wear one?
Because for one, they don't really stay on my head without like a bobby pin.
Wow.
Well, that's, I see people wearing bobby pins with them. It's fashionable. You can get a little Hello Kitty one.
Yeah.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Yitty.
Hello Titties.
get it, Yiddish?
Yeah, got it. It was good. Got it. Was good.
That's good. The joke.
Do your parents get pissed you don't wear it?
No. They don't wear one either.
Oh. Your dad was wearing one last time I saw.
You don't have like a religious family.
I
right?
shook his hand so hard it fell off. I need to pick it up.
Wow. Oh, I thought his hand fell off.
No.
Nah, I only wear one during the holidays.
It's Hanukkah.
This isn't a major holiday, dude.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird.
Like Yom Kippur is bigger than
yeah, and so is Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, so wait, like Hanukkah is kind of like
Hanukkah.
It's like President's Day.
Okay. Hanukkah really.
It's like Easter.
Hanukkah pretty much means
Easter's
nothing
huge.
To the Jews.
Not really.
It's like literally the kids, the little Jews.
That's
this
why.
Is their Christmas, okay. Pretty much. And
the little Jewster maniacs.
So basically, Hanukkah was created just to give Jews. Something to be cool about while the Christians
the
are.
The Hebrew maniacs.
Exactly. The Hebrew maniacs.
And now the Jews are hell-bent
well,
on ruining our holiday.
Well, yeah. Okay, first of all, if Christmas wasn't making its way into fucking, like, October, we wouldn't be having such a big problem.
That's
and
true.
And second of all, like, the history of Hanukkah is, there was an old temple, I believe, in Jerusalem, and they only had enough oil in a lamp to keep the
was
candle
that Hebrew
lit
there?
For...
8 days.
They only had... enough oil to keep the lamp lit for one day.
And then Ahmadinejad blew it up.
Wow.
No, and for some miraculous reason, it kept for like 8 days. So that's... And I'm missing a lot of it, but I don't really remember it. And
all right, well, that story sucks. I want to hear
like,
about no. when you Shiite your pants.
It kind of sounds like that story is totally fabricated.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, it has something to do with, like, the Mighty Maccabee or something.
Not
Maccabee? What?
Not unlike our
story. That should be your Twitter
is
handle.
Is that an antivirus?
No.
Maccabee.
So, I mean, the whole holiday was already based around Jews being frugal.
Wow.
You're just saying, we got to make this last.
There was no oil in the area or something.
Fuck,
like
8
that.
Days of gifts? Whoa, we're going to have to make them crappy. what are the shittiest Hanukkah presents you've ever received? This is a good one.
While you're thinking, I'm going to throw something else at you because I was talking to a Jewish fellow and I was asking him kind of the same thing I asked you about, you know, kind of calling it in for Hanukkah. And I said, you know, do you really do all 8 days? And he says, well, a lot of times we'll just get one big present for all 8 days.
Yeah. That's,
you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally
like he said, he got an Xbox years ago.
Yeah.
And that was like all 8 days.
Yeah. Like this year, I was supposed
to. The first day, he got the AC adapter.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Like,
last day, he finally gets the games.
Yeah.
Like,
he's just looking at the load up screen.
Like, wow. The big teary eyes. No. Like, I was supposed to go on a trip for school, and that was going to be like the big gift because it was something like $500. And
wow.
That's, you know.
Wow. That's
hey.
Fucking bank.
But
it's more money than Steve and I have. So.
But that's originally, true. I was doing it for school, like to go talk to people in the industry because I'm learning video game design and stuff like that. So
where
I was going
was this
to
trip to.
It was National Harbor, Maryland, right near DC. It's right near DC. It was for like Music and Games Festival.
Why didn't you go up into where's Valve in Canada?
Valve
is a Valve. What was it? Steam with Valve.
Steam Valve, same thing.
Yeah.
Because oh fuck.
Why didn't you go see Gabe?
Yeah, because Gabe Newell probably would have tried to eat me.
Wow. Is he Chris Christie?
All I see on the internet is people go in there and they just leave with handfuls of free shit.
Well,
he just like gives he just gives away like half the fucking studio.
Wow.
Well, it would be helpful if he could count to three.
What?
So.
Oh, Half Life.
And Portal, but...
Well, come on. Portal 2 just came out, like, what? A year and a half ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago? Yeah.
But, you know.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry I didn't
know
you.
No, like...
So you're going to some...
I'm not anymore, because I don't have a portfolio, really. So, you know, my professor advised against it, so they...
Don't go there making an ass of yourself.
Yeah, don't go yet.
Wait, portfolio, is that in Jerusalem?
You know what? I think us three right here, because you've been such a great guest, and you've been on. This is your second time on the show. We're gonna get you a one-way ticket to Iran.
Wow!
How do you feel about that?
Why Iran?
So far away.
Because I heard they have nice resorts there.
Well, I'm sure we can get him a free trip to Israel, and then we can just strap him to a rocket and just fire him over.
They're gonna try and fly me into the Gaza Strip.
Exactly. You ever have those?
Every time I hear Gaza Strips, I just picture like fucking hickory fucking smoked sauce.
Nuclear
and stuff.
Cluck you hit Gaza Strips.
No, I could get a free trip to Israel like once.
Yeah.
For like the heritage or something like really? That. Or,
yeah, if, yeah. Or when you're born, you get a free token.
Or if you murder someone, right?
What?
Right? If you kill someone, can't you flee to Israel?
Oh.
I've never heard that.
Never heard that? That's supposedly that's true.
Yeah. Like if you fire shoulder power.
He's blinking his eyes a lot.
Yeah,
he's
and he's not looking at us.
We're not supposed to know.
I think no.
It was on Law and Order.
No, because
it must be true.
That's where I got the whole not Jewish thing from.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like, we now pronounce Eli Becker not Jewish.
Pronounce you.
Or declare him or whatever.
Like, if you fired a shoulder power rocket, then you could just go to fucking Israel.
No, that would mean I lived in Israel. And
that sounds
in
like something
army.
From Maury Povich. You are not the Jew.
You are not the Jew.
Hey.
We can get away with so much Jew stuff tonight. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love tonight. It. You guys, that's why I'm going overboard.
Have you guys ever seen the top 60 ghetto Jewish names?
No.
Ghetto Jewish names?
Derek, bring it up.
For real. Go on YouTube. It's like a minute and like 42 seconds.
What? He knows the full time.
No. It's something.
And
it's
he's been called
like
every
that.
Single one of them.
No, I
Is
can't.
This, are these legit?
No. Oh. They're pure jokes, but I guarantee you Derek will crack up.
So it's like fucking like...
Top 60?
Top 60 ghetto Jewish names. Yeah.
I hope Brian Shapiro's on here.
And put it up. It's pretty good.
Put it up. All right, let's see what we got here.
Goldstein. Bergenblatt. Bergenstein. Birnbaum. Farbstein. Grepsloch. Steinbergowitzki. Schnitzler. Papikovitz. Schnitzelmacher. Schweigenkatz. Manischewitz. Platzenfinkel. Yankelovitz. Steinstein. Oivesky. Schmeugeberg. Chopped Liberman. Silberspitzen Himmelfarben Fleischbein. Gefilterfarb. Gefilterschlecht.
I don't get it.
Bergberg, Yiddishovitz, Synagogovitz, Parkenfein, Kaikenberg, Menachem, Chum, Rechtem, Dr. Leuerstein, Rosentosenfeld, Chepazo Hopfenmier, Oysterbrechen, Blood Leibelman, Sonic Baum,
Sonic
Mondovitz, Eatmeyer Schwartz, Copperfield, Ooh, Appendovich, Leave Me Alone and Ween, Auschwitz Bergenbaum, Meshuggah Nene, and Frankenstein, Herringbagel, Vadimal Andreia, Stockbrecher, Fatzenberg, Kichelfab, Lox and Cream Cheese Bagelman, Bubba Zedeschlager, Matze Ballenberg, Lipsuits, Palestine, Circumcisionowski, Falafel Fiber, Adolf.
Wow.
That was
at least
dumb.
I spelled it with an F. Yeah, that was pretty bad. Was I did like the Sonic Boom one, though.
Well, you play Street Fighter, so.
That's why I got it.
Yeah.
That was
I think
dumb.
That was the only one I got as well.
Sonic Boom. You didn't get Anne Frankenstein?
I got that one. Okay. And the bagel. Yeah. And locks of it.
She was fake anyway.
Oh. Yeah, that's supposedly. What do you think about that, B-Chaps?
Wait, what?
Do you think Anne Frank was real, or do you think it was like a propaganda thing?
Like almost like Hitler.
Like no, seriously, because there are people who firmly believe that she was a character
fabrication.
Designed, yeah, that just
like almost
to,
on the level of like Thor.
Yeah, Thor. No. It's not like a bad thing necessarily if she wasn't real, but we're just saying.
Honestly, it would be nice to know.
Yeah.
Just because I'm Jewish doesn't mean I have any facts. Like,
I'm saying
no. I like I've
give
never,
us some inside scoop.
What's
the word on the Jewish?
I've never actually read the Diary of Anne Frank.
Oh, good.
Well,
because
half of
I
it's
have
fucking
a life.
Fake.
Yeah.
Half of it was written in 1993.
It's possibly true, but continue.
The year I was born, my dad had a ballpoint pen.
No. So you do know that.
No,
something.
Only from listening.
Chaps, we're
the
only
show.
Asking you because we hear what. Obviously, people aren't Jewish. Say, what do the people that are Jewish say?
Yeah.
Do you guys say Anne Frank was
the
fucking legit?
Fair and balanced. We don't get
much.
Jews or blacks on.
Like,
they think it's fake too.
No, they think that.
They
it's
think
real.
It's fake too.
They think it's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for you guys need hope. You know.
Well, you know, we believe in Santa Claus.
Like
and
I also,
stuff,
yeah,
know.
It's true.
Yeah. And like I also, as much as I don't believe in Anne Frank, I don't believe in that woman that did the North Star gimmick, the Underground Railroad bitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's fake, too.
Underground
you
Railroad
think, you think
bitch.
So?
But that actually existed.
Harriet Tubman?
Yeah, Harriet Tubman. She wasn't real.
I can't believe
I
pulled that out of my ass.
No, that wasn't real.
Harrier Tubman.
Well, I guess
Harriet Gutman.
That was just a, that was just a myth on the stars and shit. That's not
Harry. Well, you know what they should have done?
Harriet Gutman.
They should have taken Anne Frank and made her like the Santa of
Santa of Hanukkah.
Wow.
Yeah. She would just hand out black
she comes
like
down
a girl
from the
in
attic.
An attic who makes toys.
Yeah,
and shit.
Then she brings them down from the attic.
She makes dreidels in the attic.
And then she and then she burns up in the fireplace.
Oh, like you can make
that's horrible.
Oh, that was all right, you just took it too far. You know that was racist.
That the three Gentiles. The three Gentiles here are actually getting on the Jews' ass for
being anti-Semitic.
Holy shit.
Now you can almost mix Anne Frank and Rumpelstiltskin.
What?
Just sitting upstairs, just fucking.
She's just making gold out of hair.
Making gold out of dreidel clay. Gold out of dreidel clay.
Didn't he like go to sleep for like
Geldhauser? That's houses of money. What?
Wasn't that the Rumpelstiltskin?
No, Rumpelstiltskin was the little like troll guy.
Yeah, but who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Who's the one that fell asleep for like
after the
breast?
You're left with rumpled foreskin.
Yeah, I used to do rumpled foreskin. Yeah.
Or Frankel.
Shoot me
now, please. Wait. The one who went
Frankel Stiltskin.
I just remember Rumpelstiltskin being the gold guy.
Oh, I'm thinking of Rip Van Winkle.
He's
the one that slept.
Yeah, Rumpelstiltskin was the one that the girl was spinning gold out of her hair or something.
No.
And she had to guess his name.
No, out of straw or some shit.
Yeah.
And she had to guess his name.
Yes.
And somehow she figured it out.
Yes.
I think she went on Wikipedia.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember there being like.
She took out her smartphone.
Yeah. I remember there being like a very dark version of that made at some point.
Like Grimm's fairy tale.
Yeah. Well, most of these start off that way.
They do start off that way. Like Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
Which Hansel and Gretel movie's coming out in about a month.
I was like, this looks horrible. Oh, wait, that's that guy. Why is he doing
it? Yeah, and I want to see it.
Yeah, now I'm like.
I actually enjoy the Hansel and Gretel story.
Yeah. Well, now they got a new one where they have, like, automatic weapons and they're killing witches.
That's awesome.
A la, of, like, Van Helsing.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool, then.
Yeah.
And that guy's in it.
That guy from the
Avengers.
He's getting a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah, the newborn movies. And
he's getting a
lot of work. Jeremy Renner.
Is that it? He's
the guy who played Hawkeye?
Yes, he's very athletic.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, he's the guy that's in the new Born Identity too, right?
Yes. Yeah, wow.
He just said that.
Anyway, let's get on the same page here.
Steve's got some Brussels sprout farts.
Yeah. Ooh.
I mean, actually a really good fart. I wish the mic was better.
Oh, fucking Jesus He's got Christ.
Some. Yeah, don't use my fucking Lord's
name
in vain.
Are you gassing him? Hey. Is that Brussels Ausch right there?
That smells
awful. Bad. It's fucking bad.
It's Zyklon B shaps.
Zyklon B. Shaps.
Zyklon B shaps.
B craps.
It stinks so bad.
Zyklon B craps.
The worst. Agent Orange.
Zyklon
Agent Brown.
I can't believe I said that.
Zyklon.
It smells so horrible. Oh. Oh.
Zyklon B craps. That's Brussels sprouts. I don't know if you guys are allowed to have them, but they're delicious.
Why would I eat them knowing that they would give me farts that smell like that?
Jesus Why would Christ. Your people get on the trains know that you're going to die?
Oh.
This is my home.
Oh. He has to live in here.
He's not about to live anymore.
I feel about a pound lighter.
I guess I'm going to die here.
The Aristocrat Studio is going to be called the Meth Chamber.
Oh. Fuck. Zyklon B craps.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Can you please change your Twitter handle to Zyklon B?
Oh, my God.
No.
Zyklon B shaps, please.
Not happening.
It's better than Miles
maybe
the Wolfman.
Maybe Mighty Maccabee. But
where did you? That's pretty good, too. But what was with the Miles the Wolfman Twitter handle? Where did that come from?
He's a hairy bastard.
No, that was a long time ago.
Was that your nickname?
No, that was something I came up with like 4 or 5 years ago. I grew out of it. Now it
doesn't seem like it.
No.
You definitely can change it, you know.
And you haven't had Twitter for 4 or 5 years now.
No, I know, but like now, normally, like if I go to tournaments or something like that, I'll go by Pity Coin.
You do realize that you'd probably have the most followers in the history of Twitter if you change your name to Zyklon B Shaps.
Wow,
that's great.
Holy shit!
More like the most anti-Semitic followers.
Who gives a shit?
Anyway, yeah, fuck them.
I don't even use Twitter that much anymore. I really don't.
Yeah. Who does?
We're not allowed to during the holy days.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Do they have a Jewish Twitter site called like jtwit.com?
Jtwit.
Jitter.
Who you calling a twit? Do you do anything Jewish? Is there anything you do? I mean, I know you got the, you know, eventually you pull out the fucking whatever it's called.
Have you ever used
it?
Oh, come on.
Oh. Wow.
Did you just shit yourself?
No. That's called frog butt.
That sounded like you were like you were like making something.
Oh God, it's coming over here too.
Have you ever spun a dreidel?
Yes,
I have too. Actually,
I actually have one around here.
Oh, why? Sweet God,
what?
Because I'm 6.25% Jewish.
So is your dreidel only 6.25% the size of a normal one?
Yeah, it's a small one. No, every year I get in my stocking,
Clutch,
I get dreidels.
Clutch just hit the nail on the head. It sounded like the pigs from Angry Birds when they
laugh. My brother just texted me. He said, "You do anything Jewish?" He said, "You complain a lot."
Well, that is one thing. Yeah, well, as soon as I came in here, as soon as you came in, rather, I said, "Hey, you losing weight?"
Yeah.
And,
No.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about that?
No, it's just like, you know, I'm over it.
Oh, apparently not.
No. I get periods where...
You get your period?
No. In here.
I just farted too, by the way.
Fucking hell.
We got Brussels sprouts and McDonald's.
Oh, hello.
Hello. That's Steve.
Yeah, that's Steve's mild stream right there. He's worried about his prostate.
Does he?
Doesn't sound mild to me.
Is he just doing this in hopes that a doctor is listening?
Yeah.
And will...
Sounds like he might be a little bit swollen there.
Only one way to find out.
Nope, that's a he's got a wired mic, Clutch.
That's a wired mic.
He's got a full-on wired mic going in there.
Well, to be fair, the bathroom is literally 3 feet from us.
Yes. It's out of pure convenience for Derek in case he has to take a blood red
And
shit.
You know what? Sometimes it's not even convenient. That's pretty far away
Wow.
When it hits,
there
I'm like,
oh no.
Am I going to make it?
Oh, no.
Get the camera on the door. Where the...
What is he doing?
He's just slowly opening the door up there.
Just open on its own. Mm. Yeah, what the hell is in his toilet? Did you chew something up and spit it out?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Ew.
Pretty sure flush it.
Somehow his hat turned around.
Yeah, what's up, homeboy?
Hope he doesn't shock his cock.
What? Yeah, you drop all those mics in there. You're dead. Unless it's Matt's mic.
I just let it hang.
Sploosh.
Just like everything else.
I was actually, when I was at a tournament, I was texting and pissing at the same time.
Yeah.
And this guy comes up to me, from one of the other streamers. You probably know who Jaxel is, right?
Streamers.
Jaxel? Yeah.
No.
He does a stream.
What games?
Everything. He does mostly Soul Calibur, but he's
that's
like,
probably why I don't.
Yeah,
he's
a streamer for hire. But yeah, anyway, so I'm like on my BlackBerry and I'm pissing. He goes, "Are you really pissing and texting at the same time?" I'm like, "Yes, I am. I have no time to do anything.
I'm a busy guy."
Dude, that one camera has me sitting down still, man.
That's on pause. That's from like a half hour ago.
Oh, all right.
There was a guy that we worked with who eventually got fired. And he was constantly on the phone, constantly. Mm-hmm. And he had a big gut.
he had a lot of guts to be on his phone that much. And he had a big fucking fat gut.
And yeah, we had the regular urinals on the wall. Whatever.
He had a juggalo gut.
Yeah, I came in and he was literally like pushed up into the urinal. And he had his arms up like this.
How does he know he was making it in?
Well, he was like inside. There was no way he wasn't.
So, like, he airlocked his gut into the, like,
his
into
penis,
the urinal?
His penis must have been touching the porcelain.
Whoa!
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't, but, like, that's what it looked like.
Wow.
He was just kind of like, he had his gut in, and all the stuff is, like, right in your face. Like, the sensor and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had his arms up, and he was texting over the thing. So he was like this.
Yeah.
Pissing. And I walked in. I'm like, really? You can't wait, like, 5 minutes? Not even 5. Like, 2 minutes, you can't wait. He was like, "Oh, what's up?"
I was once pissing at my old job at Pathmark, and one of my coworkers walked in behind me, and I was like stretching as I was pissing. Like, I had like my arms up, and he goes, "How are you doing that? what does he mean by that?" I don't get it.
Because you're not holding it.
Yeah, but
like I have to aim.
What do you mean you have to aim?
I gotta make sure it doesn't go in the water.
Because, like, no, I have a fairly strong stream.
Yeah.
So if I'm not
to be what?
Oh God.
I'm proud.
That sounded like a tuba.
Hello. I'm proud of that one. What's the time?
Time index. It is 8:03, so we're about an hour in right now.
Oh, holy shit.
The great thing was, I got to watch my reaction.
Is there any reaction from Clutch on
that? You know what that sounded like? That almost
he's afraid.
It's only this day.
He's not sure he wants to come down. To
you know what that almost sounded like? What, the warning track on the parkway when you're driving.
It's only on this day. Like, I don't fart like this during the week.
Keep them between the ditches there, Steve. Going over the rumble strip.
Rumble strip.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I just let it go for a little while.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm awake. Oh, I'm awake.
I feel grand.
Yes. That was...
Where were we?
Not
grotesque.
Good. I don't know.
Grody. We're
talking about peeing.
Oh, yes.
Derek, I'm going to go grab one beer. Is that cool?
You can grab whatever the hell you want.
Chef, you want a beer?
No, nope.
You're not allowed.
Oh, yeah. How old are you?
19.
Oh, Jesus
19.
Christ. That's right. You had to meet us outside the bar to get... A t-shirt
right.
that didn't fit
I, w- I wouldn't
Does
drink
this
anyway.
Does t-shirt fit you now?
I could probably fit into an XL.
Well, why don't but you wear it?
Because you didn't give me one. Oh. My nipples would probably show if it got cold.
How do you say nipples?
Why?
In
they
Hebrew?
Were nice thick shirts. They were expensive.
I don't know. I don't speak Hebrew anymore.
How about in Yiddish?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
I don't speak Hebrew anymore.
Right, anymore. Ready.
Yeah, anymore? I had to become fluent in like a year and a half for my bar mitzvah.
Otherwise what?
Otherwise I would have looked like an ass in front of my family and friends.
Who
when
cares?
I
right, more go. So than you already did.
We got the, we got
I
the
actually
English.
Didn't make a mistake, but I won't wear my tallis anymore because I actually
you're
it,
ashamed?
It yeah, because it had a rainbow on
oh,
it. It had a rainbow
Does
on it.
Does this offend
what?
You?
Does
There's
what
no
you?
Word.
Does my holiday hat offend you?
No.
There's no Yiddish word for nipples.
All right. They don't exist.
How about breasts?
Damn it, Steve.
Ah, brust. That's fairly...
brust?
That doesn't sound sexy at all.
No. Oh, okay. Just regular nipple. Opal.
Opal.
Derek, is Mother's Milk the one I can't drink the bottom?
No, that's fine.
Okay, good.
I think.
Dick.
OPL. That's how you say nipple in Yiddish.
OPL? Opal?
OPL.
Opal.
How about...
You know what I did hear? I have heard that Jewish women love to give head.
I've heard that too.
Because they can't fuck all the time or something?
I don't know. I know they're not allowed to be
they have to fuck
with
them.
Maybe that's
alone with a man past dark without a chaperone or something?
Yeah.
Chaperone.
A bee chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
No, bee chaperone.
Like past a certain age. I don't know. That's really religious or something.
Well, yeah.
But like I don't know. They give head more often. Maybe that's why like all the little Jewish girls like all the little Jewish mothers want their baby boy to find a nice little Jewish girl.
I guess.
Because
so.
They'll boff on you schmeckle.
Did you get in trouble?
God damn it.
I got that from Dr. Katz.
Dr. who?
By the way, when
Dr.
I got
Katz.
The pee, did I hear you say that you got in trouble by your brother?
Huh?
When I got the pee, did you say something about your brother's pissed or something?
No. Derek asked, do you do anything Jewish? And my brother texted me and he said, you complain a lot.
Oh, nice.
I got a couple here for you, Steve.
He's actually been begging me to like get you guys to let him do the show.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't know
him. You're lucky you do the show.
Yeah, I know, right?
We don't know this guy.
The noun for
He's
fart?
He's not funny either.
We don't know him from Chatham.
Wow.
That was awful.
Yeah, we don't know him from Achim.
Chaim.
The noun for fart in Yiddish is forts.
Forts.
Ooh, I just farted.
And the, no, and the verb for fart is farzen.
Farzen.
Farzen. That sounds like a town in Germany.
It probably is.
It smells like shit.
I'd come over, but you live too farzen.
Wow. So if you go up to like a Hebrew kid and you're like, let's make a pillow fort. He's going to be like, pillow forts? What?
It's like the Dutch oven version. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He's humping.
What was that?
That was the first time he's ever farted.
It was all on camera. He just thrusted his crotch
Your ass just went. Your ass just went.
All the other way.
It just sounded like you cracked your neck.
You could have just picked up your leg. It stinks, though. He just did like a
fucking. It stinks. You just blew Jew dust on us. Of course it stinks.
My God, man.
You just forced.
Farzen, Steve.
Anyway,
Farzen.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh my God.
Farzen.
It's probably the only time I'll get to fart too. I don't fart a lot.
Really?
Well, it sounds like you got a little tight little ass, by the way. Wow. You gotta start working that shit out. I bet you Derek's jealous though.
Ooh,
yeah. His asshole sounds strong and tight.
No, like I'll wake up in the morning and I'll let a huge one rip. Yeah. But like. During the day, I can't do a damn thing. Even when it would be comically
Matt,
gold.
I need you to start recording your morning farts. Because I think those are the biggest ones.
They are big.
Matt, you know what I should have recorded? I don't know if you caught this. I don't even know if I talked about this on the show. Jamie was doing something that was annoying me.
No.
Through the bathroom door.
Yes.
She was trying to get in. You heard about this?
I think so. Go ahead, go ahead.
When I perched up, I was taking a shit and she was trying to get in or something. So I perched up on the toilet like a bird and let a log out. And on purpose, I wiggled my ass so I knew it would not just drop in like a high dive.
It would flip.
It landed like a belly flop.
Oh, it did like a gainer?
Yeah.
A shit pendulum.
It actually splashed. Yes. It actually splashed in the water like so much that Jamie got mad and walked away.
Wait, she was watching this?
No, she heard it through the door.
A shit pendulum.
Yeah, no, it belly flopped into the bowl.
Belly flop. Bloosh. You're giving her shit anatomy.
It did a swan dive.
So
into
instead
a
of yeah, instead of doing like a perfect dive like in the Olympics, it was just a total just.
Oh man, full splash.
Like
no points.
But so I'm gonna actually record the next one like that.
Like video. What?
This is how you do it, chap.
They sound fake.
Oh, it stinks.
But we got him right on camera. Oh, there we go. Take your hat and swing around like a helicopter. Oh, my God. That is the fart fan.
This
right
is
there.
Why
Merry
I'm
Christmas.
Facing away from
oh
him.
Oh, my God. Dude.
I am so glad I cannot smell that right now.
Fuck you, Jamie. Fuck you.
This is horrendous.
Seriously, I'm really starting to think this is a gas chamber right now.
We're going to definitely go to jail for hate crimes. This is ridiculous.
Oh my God. Oh, I finally
so
got
What do you want for dinner, Steve? Brussels sprouts, okay.
Are there any jewels in here?
It fucking
Not anymore.
Oh my God, it fucking reeks.
If Jamie's Russell listening, could you please text me the name brand of the Brussels sprouts? I want Matt to have them.
Whoa.
No.
God.
I feel great.
Yeah, no. My morning blast.
Morning blast.
Sometimes I literally just wake up to do it and fall right back asleep. And it's so loud that I know that my neighbors can hear it if they're outside. I know they can hear it.
I know how to piss Jamie off, too.
Taking a shit.
That is,
no, he's got air freshener.
No, not on me.
It's not doing anything.
It did too. I can smell it. Hey, I can piss Jamie off. Like I'll know the power behind my farts. So what I'll do is I'll just
feel the power of fartomania.
Like it would be one that was like long, better. Like 10 seconds long, but I'll just keep cutting it off. So I'll just be like brink, 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 and it pisses her off. You guys are fucking gay.
You know it's really strange how satisfying a morning fart is.
All right. Clutch is weighing in on this. The aristocrats do the farts. Clutch and Wiggle experience. Simply talk about fecal matter. No wonder these are two of the three best shows on this network.
By the way, Clutch is coming down soon.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's doing the
open
Sunday.
Invite. He's the boss.
He said either the Sunday before Christmas or the Sunday before New Year's.
Okay. Ooh. So that would be...
I say both.
Okay.
Hey, can't say no to the boss, right?
I think I'm good for the rest of the month. I don't think I have any
Oh, no.
Any other events coming up? But I do have an event coming up in January.
Is that so?
At Yestercades.
Oh.
For Mortal Kombat.
Ooh. Can I get in this one?
Fucking get.
I invited you on the Facebook thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What other games? Or just Mortal Kombat?
What happened? I think you turned the mic off, Steve.
Damn it.
I still heard it, but...
It's just Mortal Kombat.
Fuck.
Pushing to get like 40 to 50 players. I've already got like 30 responses. 15 for venue and 10 for the tournament. So $25.
Pay my way, I'm in.
I saw my cousin yesterday, and she was like, I'm going to a birthday party, and it's at Yestercades. I'm like, oh, awesome.
I'll be there.
Yeah, can I come?
Yestercades is fucking awesome.
It is. It's the shit.
Will he, you think he'll let us put the remaining bumper stinkers, bumper stickers?
Bumper stinkers is what comes out of Steve's
there
ass.
For people to take?
Maybe.
Why can't we just do
I ask him, he'll do it.
We just do the cards?
I'm going there tonight, actually.
I gotta make them.
Let's make them.
Well, I have, like, a small stack.
Yeah. I'm going there tonight.
All right.
I have a meeting there, so.
Oh. Can we do the cards?
Yeah, I got to make them.
I'd rather do the cards than the bumper stickers.
Well, we might as well get rid of the bumper stickers.
The bumper stickers I'd rather have.
Why?
Because.
Dumper
if
stickers.
If you have some, I'll take the rest and I'll start
dumper
tagging
Dumper stinkers.
That's what you said last time.
You never gave them to me.
I did give them to you.
No, then you asked for some back for
you
giveaways.
Put, you put one in a Fridays, and then one you gave to him, and he put it
me
on a
personally,
wet telephone
I've,
pole.
No, me personally, I've put like 20 of them around. I used to take pictures of everyone I posted.
Okay.
All right.
Shafts is the one that sticks them on wet fucking telephone.
I actually passed it out at work last year before. Like, that was the only one I really wasted.
You fucking
And then
dick.
The other ones, like, I put around work.
Wait, where do you work?
GameStop.
Oh.
GameStop.
You should put them around used games. That should be, like, your steal.
I really don't want to say anything until I leave, like, after January.
Oh, you're leaving?
Yeah, like I only got hired
Wait, are
for
you
the
on
holiday.
Oh.
I'm not Matza. I may be I may be as white as Matza, but I'm not.
Okay. It's Levin though, right? Is what? It Levin or Levin?
Levin.
Levin. Levin bread.
Leavening. It's obvious that Matt eats shit with a lot of leavening in it.
Oh yeah, I do. Yep.
Anyway.
I hear
a break coming.
Okay.
Why?
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I want to, yeah.
Why?
Derek just wants his gelt.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I want some too. Get it.
Yes.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I just enjoyed two bags of gelt.
Two bags?
Yes.
You ate all that already.
I did.
Hopefully it'll plug you up.
Nope. Not even close.
Nope.
If Imodium won't plug him up,
chocolate.
Nothing will.
Chocolate comes out chocolate.
That's right.
It's
going to
be cherry
on?
Chocolate in this case.
Is my camera on, Matthew?
Oh, I'm sorry, Derek. There we go.
I just want to show everybody, in case you don't know
Get
what gelt
closer.
Is. It is literally a chocolate coin.
Yeah.
It has a... whatever the hell this is.
They come in these.
Speaking
and,
of coins.
Yes, and they come in little satchels.
Speaking of coins.
Kind of like me.
Is there like a thing behind this, like a little story?
I have no idea.
You know what?
Chocolate
you're the worst.
You know what? You know what?
We had all this stuff planned and you're just.
No. It's got something to do with the fact that Jews like money.
Yes. So basically this is an anti-Semitic candy.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, speaking of coins, I heard recently there's some brilliant idea by our government to move all dollar bills to only coins.
Yes. Brilliant.
Could you imagine carrying coins instead of every single that you have on you?
Yes, I can, and it would be fucking awful.
Wow. Yeah.
I think that it is actually a move to get rid of strip clubs.
Really? That's a...
Or...
Well, you can just kind of, like, insert...
insert coin. Yeah. They're going to walk around with satchels. Or, like, coin boxes.
Or their vaginas.
Like the little guy... Like the guy from the arcade that has, like, the quarter slot
what you
lid.
Do is... Yeah. Here you go, hon. Or what you do is you have, like, a box with the coin slot and a bunch of buttons. So what you do is you put the coin in and you hit the stripper that you want and it goes to her. Goes
Got
into
it.
Her bank.
Okay. Right in her slot.
Right in her slot.
Coin-operated box.
Or you're just going to have to give her a five.
Wow.
So high end strip clubs are going to be okay.
Go up them.
But you know, like the go go grandma down the street.
Go go grandma.
Yeah. So, but yes, I did hear about that. Yeah. And
why can't they get rid
never
of pennies
work.
Instead?
No, it won't. But they'll try it.
They'll try. Well, they tried.
You try passing off those coins at like a supermarket when you get off the train, and you get that look from.
Yep.
Oh, it's gonna kill your day.
I don't have a slot in my coin.
It's gonna
draw
kill
for this.
Your day to date. Not you know to take my fucking coins. They're currency.
Know, I rarely
they count.
I use them when they first got the Sacagawea coin.
Oh,
I would
man.
Get them, and I never had a problem because everyone knew about them because they pushed them so hard. Mm-hmm. But what I would always get is people would say, "Do you have more of these?"
Yeah.
Oh, like, those like little gold.
Yeah, the gold.
And they
Sacagawea.
Would switch them out.
I have a.
And they would say, "Can I have some? I'll give you money for
give
them.
You dollars."
Like,
yeah.
I have a shit ton of those. Like my grandfather used to collect them, and then he passed them down to me and my brother. And like the Susan B. Anthony's and like
yeah,
the Sacagaweas.
Like,
as far as I know, like they're still accepted, but they're not produced anymore.
They certainly are.
No, they're not.
Same produced. Thing with $2 bills.
Yeah,
they're more accepted than Jews.
No, they still. They still do print $2 bills, I believe. Maybe
yeah,
not in the last
very,
couple years.
No, they're
very, very limited. But I've seen them up to like maybe 2010.
Yeah, because when I was in middle school, like the lunch lady used to accept $2 bills.
Oh. Because she was a $2 whore.
Wow.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
She really liked them.
Moonlight.
Wow, they took a long break.
Moonlit on the corner.
So anyway.
Yeah, well, let's see if we should get into some news here.
Yeah.
Well, feel free to talk amongst yourselves while we do this.
So, anybody into astronomy here?
No.
Only during the coming days.
Wow. Because,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the guy, the Jean-Luc Picard?
Patrick Stewart?
Jean-Luc Picard.
Patrick Moore, he's a fat guy with a monocle. He kind of looks like our logo.
Well, he...
Oh! He made up for the silence. Oh, my God.
I'm going to correct you, Matt. He was a fat guy with a monocle.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid he passed away.
Oh.
When? Just now?
Just now as we're talking. No.
Did I kill him by bringing him up?
I think so.
Jesus.
Brought him out of
day,
obscurity and then promptly killed him.
A few days ago at work, one of my coworkers was just hanging out with me. And
you have friends?
Yeah. And he's showing me all these old videos he had because he fired up one of his old PCs. Uh-huh. And you remember all those video clips that everybody had.
Oh, the dancing baby?
You know, yeah, like the 10 years ago stuff. So anyway, he's showing me all these clips and I go, oh, hold on a second. Let me bring up a few videos that has made me think of. And I showed him a couple of things. I go, oh, by the way, I'm like, just Google Patrick Moore plays the xylophone.
Oh, God.
And he played it. He thought it was hilarious. It's you might need the visual for it, but...
You want me to bring it up?
Yeah, bring it up.
All right. This should.
I got
take
you
long.
On the screen.
All right. Well, here it is.
Yeah,
here.
Give us a full screen, Derek.
I'll give you a full screen.
Oh yeah.
Wow, it looks like Derek with a monocle.
It kind of does.
Wow. You guys are.
I think it
mean.
Looks like.
Wow.
I think it looks like that one fat president. I think his name is Kraft.
Like Derek with a monocle.
One fat.
Well, that's how you know if you say his name backwards, it's T-Fat.
T-Fat.
It looks like Derek with a monocle and a working sphincter.
How can you tell it's covered?
I don't know.
By the xylophone, even.
He's just assuming.
Looks like he's spreading mustard on his sandwich.
It fucking stinks in here again.
I farted.
I know.
That's obvious.
Well, let's play this.
Yes, please.
Oh. Damn.
It's a nice beat.
This beat. This is very old. This is like, I'm going to say 2004 maybe or older.
Okay. Aliens.
Naked aliens.
It's just this cute video that went viral back in the day. And apparently he didn't even play the xylophone. He played the vibraphone.
Oh.
And so whoever made this obviously didn't realize that.
It's actually the very favorite German instrument that Bischaps likes.
What?
The Glockenspiel.
The Glockenspiel.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it was just this cute you know, cute little.
That ain't really cute.
Well, are they going to update it now that he's?
They should. Cast? Now he should just be now. Well, now he's casting.
He should
more.
Play the gong.
Oh, he's stepping.
He should play the gong.
So he's dead.
Where's the gong?
Oh, that's the original.
Yeah, well, that's what you told me to download. So he was 89 like, years old.
Yes, he was.
That is fucking old.
He's a British astronomer. Well, was.
Was.
So what?
He hosted a BBC special for 50 years.
This is what the dude looks like.
Looks scary like. Motherfucker.
You need to cartoon
looks like
that.
Chris Christie, like,
what?
Age
no,
accelerated.
No, it doesn't. It looks like you age accelerated.
Derek, definitely.
Wow.
Definitely, like, monochrome that picture for the show and make that the.
Make that the picture?
Make that the picture.
And
yeah.
then the title.
There's plenty of pictures of him on the.
Yeah.
On the interwebs.
He's definitely a cool guy.
He's definitely dead.
Yeah. This can't be
definitely.
Argued.
Definitely.
And he was really into aliens.
Yes. A huge astronomer and a huge man.
Now, this is the guy that did the crop circles?
Was he?
I don't know. Was he?
Was he just rolling around in a field?
He crop dusted.
So did anyone catch a death pun for this guy?
Yeah, I tried to, but you stepped on it. Casket morgue.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's a good one, right? He's dead.
He's dead.
He's very dead.
Beyond.
I just wanted to bring it up because I thought he was cool.
I actually have never even heard
You
of
have
this
a very game. Skewed yeah. definition of cool. You play Mortal Kombat for a living.
He's an astronomer. I always wanted to be an astronomer, but I realized there's no money in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to be able to see the moon with my eyes.
Oh, you used to be able to see the dust on the moon.
Yes.
The dust on the moon.
Not the dust.
What I want to know what you mean by that. He's never really fully explained this.
This is something that he said a while ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
What did he say?
He claims because he had like
better than
2019 vision. That
what?
I had better than 2020 vision.
Not anymore though, right?
No.
Yeah.
I actually have a problem with my left eye.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but Steve insisted that he could see, like, in high-resolution detail, the, like, topography of the moon.
Bullshit.
With his naked eye to the point where he could see, like, dust blowing.
No, it wasn't the dust. You know when you go, when you look at, like, pictures of, like, Arizona, like, sand dunes, like,
yeah.
the wind blows and it makes mm-hmm. it, like, S's? I was able to make that out on the moon.
You didn't.
But I did.
Bullshit.
But I was also looking through a telescope for 2 hours and then pulled my eye away and was like looking and I could still like
you're looking at the
see what I was seeing.
Sea of tranquility. You're so probably seeing like faint cloud cover moving across the moon.
Probably.
Okay, maybe.
I'm just saying you didn't see that.
No.
You
know? Yeah, I did.
Even
but
with,
I didn't
even
see
with
dust.
A telescope that is available to, you know, regular people.
Consumer
you would
telescope.
Be able to, yeah, you would be able to see that.
No, I did. It was actually some kind of special thing. Where, like the moon was the closest it's you know ever been to Earth.
Wait,
bullshit.
What? The in the highest point or the lowest point of the perigee or whatever they call it.
No, oh. some
when
horseshit.
It's like super magnified near the horizon.
Yeah, it was like
the
biggest it's ever you know it's ever yeah. been kind of deal.
Former aristocrat Pat got Saturn on his telescope once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came home from work and I was walking past his apartment and yeah. I was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Want to see Saturn?" I looked at it and it looked like somebody like.
What are you looking at?
It was
at?
Just black, and it looked like somebody just painted white, like Saturn. It was like a perfect
oh, really?
Like white silhouette of
so
Saturn.
Found, mm-hmm. So like, he wow. found Saturn, and I found Jupiter.
Well,
Jupiter,
I think. Jupiter?
No,
you can still see
it's
Jupiter.
In Matt's stomach.
Oh, wow. Wow. Taking a low blow there.
The largest, the king of the,
the
planets.
The king of planets. Jupiter's visible currently, right now, I think.
Yeah,
yeah,
at least
yeah
for another
it's
week
a little
or so.
Red dot.
To the lower left side of the moon.
Yeah, depending on what time of the day it is, sometimes it's to the right.
Yeah. And sometimes you can see Mars too.
Okay,
and Venus.
I have to. I have
to
ask a
summer actually
question.
You can see it.
Mm-hmm. What?
Because Matt gave me like the entire.
No, don't talk about
no,
that.
No, no, no. He gave
don't
me like the entire year of 2007 of Aristocrat
oh,
stuff.
Oh, oh. I thought you were talking about something
no, no,
else
and there was, no,
that we're
no,
not talking about.
Wow.
Child.
No, and there was an episode
down in Street Fighter 4.
Okay. I know. I lose a lot. It's fine.
I just enjoy the game. Isn't that enough?
No, yeah. No, no, no. Like, I know. I lose
that's
a
fine.
Lot.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm the pot monster.
nice. Me too.
That's obvious.
That is not a drug reference. A pot monster is somebody who plays the game for fun and donates their $10 to the tournament.
Well,
there you go.
No, he gave me the entire 2007 year of Aristocrat shows, and one of them, there was like, there was like a...
Oh!
Oh my God.
Is that the gong?
Oh.
That's the gong.
Dead, he's dead.
I'm the toilet pot monster.
All right, get to your point.
There was a, there was like an Indian dude who called into the show.
Oh, that was Pat.
And it was, that was Pat?
Yeah, that was former Aristocrat Pat.
And then the
he loved it.
And then what about the Hick guy?
That was Pat too.
Yeah. My favorite was Hogan. My favorite was Hogan.
It was good.
To this day.
Like, it's like, I have to play my flute. Like, where, where the fuck? Like, that stuff was fucking gold.
Yeah, he was good.
You just randomly brought that up?
Yeah, like.
Dude, way to talk down about the show now.
Yeah.
Man, 2007 was so much better than now.
Well, I think it was better for everybody in general.
Oh.
Whatever happened to Vendo?
I just talked to him a couple weeks ago. He's still alive.
Yeah, but there was another earthquake the other day, so he might not be.
Holy shit, that smells.
Holy shit, I just ripped one, too.
Oh, my God.
I got Coca-Cola.
Talking about a pop monster.
Yeah. Coca-Cola, I'm eating Gelt. It sounds like I have a disease.
You know what? Normally, Gelt is pretty nasty chocolate, but this actually wasn't bad.
It's fresh.
It was from Acme.
Well, it's just like the brand.
It was booby trapped.
It was wrapped very nicely.
Usually, it's very like
I'm gonna
sour
this big one.
Chocolate.
That's what she said.
I'm saving this big one for last. B-Shap's never.
That's what she said time. Again. there's a cheating scandal in Naperville Central High in Chicago, the Chicago, Illinois area.
Nappyville?
Well, apparently, there is a significant instance of cheating. In Naperville Central High School, general, involving, and get this, a recently inaugurated program
that allows
students to supplement traditional classroom lessons and exercises with their wireless telephones and other electronic communication devices, and they're cheating with them.
Mm.
Who'd a thunk?
Mm.
Does this go on in high schools now? I mean, you were kind of fresh out of high school, B-Shaps.
Well, yeah. I think it really depends on the teacher and then the class that they have. Because
I can't picture like a high school where kids are like on laptops or cell phones. Because we didn't have
laptops.
That.
Like where I went, laptops were only allowed in computer related classes.
Oh, really?
Like I took a Java class, like for programming or whatever.
So like you couldn't just take your notes on your.
You
laptop.
Learned how to make coffee.
No.
Oh.
We're gonna teach you how to be a barista because that's basically all you guys are gonna be.
No, but, like, you know, you were allowed to have it, like, if you were in the computer lab at lunch or something like that. But aside from that, like, if you were, like, some of the teachers were, like, really easygoing and, like, just didn't give a shit because the kids were huge problems and, like, really ghetto.
That sounds shit. That sounds like your typical public school guy.
Yeah. And they would cheat all the time, and there was like really nothing the teachers could do about it.
You know what they should do is just throw more money at that school.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
Like
I don't remember if I ever brought this up the last time I was here. You know how bad my high school was?
How bad was
how
it?
How bad was
the principal actually accused me of having a mafia style hit list.
Really? Because you were redhead or because you were Jewish?
No, because I was manic depressive.
Because you actually had a list.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Well, we knew somebody we went to school with actually had
redhead.
One.
I actually didn't have one. Like, I got made fun of a lot in high school, and I've sort of learned to live with it now, because it doesn't really happen that much anymore in college.
Are you okay?
You are a whiner.
Yeah, I'm fine.
We had
No, but like...
No, yeah, I'm fine now.
No, but like, I was in my guidance counselor's office talking about college, and the the principal, like, barges into the room and is like, I heard you have a hit list.
Wait
a
minute. This sound. What?
I'm not even kidding you. I can't make this shit up.
You just did.
This is like, wait a second. All right, continue. I'm sorry.
So he barges in and like I heard, like, are you Brian Shapiro? I was like, yeah. He's like, I heard you have a mafia style hit
He's
list.
Like,
and you're like,
I
mean,
Optimus Prime.
I mean, no, I'm not Brian Shapiro.
No.
I thought you said Brian Jeppero. That's me. I'm Ryan Shapiro.
No, it's like one of my teachers like stooged me off on like a fake
porn
list or something like
Come
that.
On.
I don't know.
You're out of high school. It's all behind you.
Yeah.
You had one,
I
didn't
just,
you?
In retrospect, it's absolutely fucking hysterical.
Just say it.
I didn't have one.
You did too.
I
Stop
did
lying.
Not have
you
one.
Did one.
No.
I did.
Oh, God. That was like otherworldly.
It was. It was awesome.
Otherworldly, like Israel.
So he barges in like Optimus Prime, and he just like comes right up to you, and he's like, "Are you Brian Shapiro, a descendant of Archibald Shapiro?"
Archibald.
You're like, yeah.
I had nothing to do with the cube. Where, you can't prove anything.
Yeah, where did your hit list come into play?
It didn't. Why? I didn't have one.
So you just said no, and they're like, okay, good enough for me.
No, they like they just kind of dropped it for a little while. You know, but like, I think, no, like the professor who's professor, the teacher who said something
was, get out of college mode.
He was That's no, he was a Russian, and he like he was like drunk off his ass and started talking shit.
Wait, so he was
no, he really hated my guts. Like a lot of people did. It was surprising for no reason.
Dude, we do too.
That's obvious.
Yeah. No, the thing is here, that is a really hasty move for a principal to make, because he could have gotten into a lot of trouble for that.
After he should have. That was his first year as principal. That's he should have. But I couldn't prove anything. Because he wouldn't admit
you didn't have any witnesses,
and you also couldn't prove that.
No,
he didn't
was there any sexual relations?
The guidance counselor wouldn't say anything for fear of getting fired.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nepotism. Yep.
That's why I record my entire life.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
The aristocrats is your life.
So, was there any sexual relations between you and the principal?
No. Because I'm not gay.
That doesn't mean nothing.
What? You know, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
God, what are you, homophobe?
Like, did he make you touch his asshole?
No.
Do Jews like gays?
I'm okay with it. I don't know what the general like. I don't know what the general conception is.
Matt, are you getting on Shaft?
General conception.
I'm not in tune with the Jew community.
All right, so us asking you all this stuff about
he's
Jewish
more
people,
in tune with the gay community.
Don't cut me off, Vaughn.
Third and a half.
So us asking
Spider-Man 3.
Us asking you about all this Jewish stuff. Would that be like you asking us about like Mormons and stuff because they're roughly the same religion as us technically? You don't even know. Okay,
no.
Whatever.
Is there anything you want to ask us?
No, he doesn't care.
How many wives do you have?
Yeah, exactly.
For one.
100.
That was dumb.
100.
Yeah. So, all right.
You know what we need to do then?
What?
I think we need to test Bishop's Jewish validity here.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. Because I came prepared.
Yes.
Let me move this camera.
Oh, man.
Actually, it smells. I actually have two tests.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't have to like.
I didn't study.
Sign up for something in like email. I want the results immediately.
Immediately?
You know what? That would be a really big letdown.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens.
I didn't study. I'm not prepared for this.
You don't have to study. This should be built into your blood.
And your brain.
My blood.
Your blood.
Now, do we want to do... There's an OKCupid, how Jewish are you test. Yeah. I also have just a general a Jewish trivia quiz.
We can do both.
How
now.
Jewish are you first?
Yeah. This will be double verification here. Right.
Double verification.
Are your parents Jewish? You said yes, right?
Yeah.
Both?
Yes.
100% like...
Yes, 100%.
Practicing. Okay, you know what? I already don't like
what?
This thing because one of the options is... My parrot is Jewish. She has a Jewish beak.
Oh.
That's dumb.
What? Oh. Is that like a joke about a Jewish nose?
Everything on here is a joke.
Oh.
Fuck that.
None is Jewish and I have not underwent any conversion. Oh, that's not a joke. Only my dad is Jewish. Or I don't know. I don't think this thing's going to be funny.
No.
Let's just do the...
trivia?
Yeah. Let's just do the trivia. I'm sorry,
okay.
Matt.
Oh.
How about we do the trivia?
Yes, I should have.
I'll answer first, and then Chaps can correct me.
No.
You want to do that?
No.
Well,
my brother keeps texting me trying to get jokes on the show, and they're not funny.
Oh, man. No, that sounds like he's going to get one.
I think
right
you
now.
Should make a new
okay, are you ready?
List, and your brother should be at the top.
What was the name of... Matiyahu's son who led the Maccabees fight against the Syrian army.
He's going to know it.
Oh, is it Mordecai?
God.
Judah? Joshua? Or Jacob?
It's Joshua.
Jacob.
You're saying Jacob?
Be yeah. courageous.
I'm going with Joshua.
No, it's Judah.
Judah.
You fucking suck.
Dirty, smelly Jew.
That's no,
not
that
one
was
Shapiro
like that's
zero.
What does
the
zero.
That's in reference to the Hanukkah story zero. Too with the Maccabees.
Just zero.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, this is on a timer, so we got
oh
shit.
What does the Hebrew word Hanukkah mean? candle lighting, celebration, dedication, or feast of light.
Feast of light.
That is wrong. Dedication.
It means...
Dude, what is wrong with
bullshit.
You?
Bullshit. It means a bunch of whiny, bratty Jew kids get gifts for no reason.
Yeah, every time
it
you say...
It means Dixon Ticonderoga pencils.
I remember. Shapiro, we're timed here. But every time you get a fucking wrong answer, your Shylock's getting bigger.
It is. During which Hebrew month do we celebrate Hanukkah? Adar, Kislev, Chesvan, or Shavat?
The fuck? The Adar. Jewish term for fucking
what?
December.
Adar?
No. Kislev.
Oh. Yes. I even knew that.
God, man, you suck. What did children do to hide their Torah studies from the Greeks? When the Greeks approached, they played with dreidels? They sang songs? They did not study Torah? Or they learned Greek philosophy?
Well, my joke answer would be they do not study Torah, but they played with dreidels.
They played with dreidels?
Yeah.
Wow, that's the first one you got right.
Because he plays with dreidels?
Mm. Mm. I used to.
Obviously.
What is the name for the jelly donuts that we eat during Hanukkah? Latkes? Tagalok? Zims?
Is this Klingon? Or,
I know.
What the fuck?
Or Suffaganyat.
What?
All right, just name us the Hebrew name for donuts.
By the way, that reminds me of the episode of Frasier where he's reading at the, what was it, bar mitzvah or something like that, and he starts reading in Klingon, and he thinks it's Hebrew.
Oh god!
And then the kids is like, that's not Hebrew, that's Klingon.
Can you reread the answers?
Oh boy.
Latkes?
No.
Tagalach? Or Tagalach? Tzimes? T-Z-I-M-M-E-S?
No.
Or Sufganiyat?
The second one.
The second one? No, that's very wrong.
Kwapi Serpiniku?
What was the
right
answer?
It's Sufganiyat.
Wow, fuck that.
Dude,
what prayer...
Can I get a powder Sufganiyat?
Okay, you're going to know this one. What prayer is said during the lighting of the menorah? The... Oh, Christ. Hanirat Halalau? The Maus Tzur? The Halil?
That was
the Al-Hanism.
Character.
Oh, come on!
It's the Al-Hanism.
You did this.
The Mauser. That was a character in Turtles.
Mauser, yes.
Mauser.
Repeat him.
The
no!
God, the owl one.
Bam, bam.
Which one?
The owl one.
What he said.
No.
Dick, I tricked
it's
you.
The Hanirat Halalau.
You are not Jewish.
And I'm not pronouncing this
I'm
right.
Glad we're proving
well,
that he's not
Jewish. Okay, guys. Okay. He'll get this one. When should we light the menorah? Midnight? Nightfall? Sunrise? Or sunset?
Sunset. Yeah,
sunset?
Yeah.
No. Nightfall.
Wow, what a
you know
fail.
What? I'm closing this.
Derek, I read through some of these, and it looks like it really will test him.
Oh, it will?
So I'm gonna burn through him. All right, ready? We got another test here because you fucking failed that. I mean,
yeah,
you're
you
right,
did.
1 out of 10.
And he got the easiest one.
Derek is more Jewish than you right
I am.
Now.
Wow.
You're
more than
you're 10%. And no.
At least I could have read half
if your
the
nose
shit
wasn't
was
so
there.
Big,
wow.
We wouldn't even believe you at all.
My nose is
nose,
not
he
that
has like
big.
A button nose for a Jew. He doesn't have any.
It's surprisingly
well, it's
not
nice
big.
To know that you could have pronounced the wrong answer.
Hey, Jess. Hey, why do Jews have such big noses?
Because air is free?
Yes!
Oh.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say it was genetic.
I was actually,
I wasn't trying to make a joke.
I was actually asking. Maybe there was some,
okay, so here's the questions. Are your parents Jewish?
Yes.
So my mom or both parents is Jewish. Or I converted through an Orthodox rabbinical court. Non-Jewish, only my dad and my parents. So we're going to say your mom because the mom's the only thing that matters, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Are you circumcised?
Yes.
Ooh. Yes, by an authorized mole.
Mole?
Yes.
There's one on his nose.
It's a moel, isn't it, or something? Okay. How do you pronounce that? It's not
Mahol?
Mal?
No, it's the...
Macha?
He ain't going to know. He didn't know any of the answers.
No. The
well, this one fortunately
shit.
Isn't.
I can't remember the name of the...
Spell it.
It's the same as the fucking powdered donut.
M-O-H-E-L.
Moyle.
Moyle?
Moyle.
Oh, that's how you spell Moyle?
Yeah. And he gets to keep the tip.
Does
the
Moyle
gets to keep the tip.
And he chews it like chewing gum, right?
So you were circumcised by a Moyle?
Yes.
Okay.
At 13 years old, right?
Oh, no.
At
8 days.
Ew. 8 days? Oh, is that?
And you
what
walk
if you're
like
born
a cowboy.
At the beginning of Hanukkah? How are you going to do that?
Oh,
wow.
Shit. All
right. What is your idea of a good Friday evening? Oh, good Friday.
Mm.
Disco, party all night, candle lighting, service at the synagogue for males, then traditional Shabbat meal. That's one.
Shabbat. Is that like
candle
and
lighting
and
traditional Shabbat meal, but no synagogue? Friday evening is just an ordinary night for me.
Friday night is just an ordinary evening.
No, it's prayer night.
Fuck
what
you.
Do you usually eat on Shabbat? Freshly cooked kosher meat, steak, etc. Ham, yummy. Colon? Cholent?
Colon?
Cholent?
You guys eat butt?
C-H-O-L-E-N-T?
No idea.
The same as any other day.
The same as any other day.
Jesus, you're failing this too. What is your favorite dish? Roast chicken, potato, kugel, and coleslaw. Gefilte fish, oysters, ham, or some other non-kosher food. Other.
Or some other non-kosher food. Yes.
Some other non-kosher food.
Wow.
He actually prefers sliced up pieces of gold coin.
Wait, steak was one of the answers?
Yeah.
Yeah, the steak thing.
All right.
I mean, that's basically just screaming, I'm not a Jew.
Yeah. Well, looking at Shapiro, and this is pre-weight loss, I would say he prefers Big Macs.
Wow.
Yeah. I actually don't like burgers.
Okay, quarter pounders.
What is your attitude to marriage? A person should marry in order to give his parents some Yiddish knockus.
I'm guessing that's children.
From their grandchildren. A person should marry to bring more soldiers of God into the world. A person should marry if only he/she finds the partner he/she truly loves, or marriage is for losers.
The Ooh. Third one.
Okay. All right. Do you fast on Yom Kippur? Yes. And also on the other fast days? Yes, but only that. No, but I go to synagogue. What is Yom Kippur?
No, but I go to synagogue. Because they don't have no, and I don't go to synagogue.
Okay. Do you...
I know what liar. It is, though. I know what it is.
I'm aware of it.
Do you light Hanukkah candles? Yes, all 8 nights, occasionally. No, but my parents, buy presents for the kids.
At sunset.
No, but I eat latkes.
The second one, occasionally.
Occasionally. Okay. Do you observe Passover? I don't have any shamits in the house on Passover, nor do I eat any, and attend the
Seder
till the end. I don't eat any shamits, but I have shamits in the house, and or my Seder is somewhat abbreviated. I eat shamits, but attend the Seder night.
My Seder is somewhat circumcised.
I don't observe Passover.
The third one.
Jesus Christ. Jesus fuck.
He's
blown up
shit.
From reading questions.
This is ridiculous. I've never had to say these words.
I know,
and you never will again.
Okay,
and all the answers are so long. That's why I wanted to do the other one because I knew they were
so
short.
Long-winded. It's just like this is so Jewish.
It's like so much work for him.
Okay,
he gets blown up reading one answer.
Hold on, I gotta. Hang on a second.
Take a drink.
Gulp.
Okay. How many more questions are there?
Five, six.
Jesus Christ.
Right? When you hear in the news that Jews in some other country were attacked/harassed by non-Jews, what do you feel?
What?
I feel deeply concerned and I pray for such things to stop. I am somewhat concerned, but it doesn't affect me that much. It doesn't concern me at all. Or I
Fuck
feel
the
about
Jews.
It the same as I would for any other harassed minority.
Number four.
Wow.
Remember, you're gonna get a Jewish date out of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I already have a girlfriend. No, thank you.
Oh, whoops. what is your connection to Israel? Feel free to skip this question if you are so inclined. I live in Israel. I live elsewhere but visit Israel frequently. Or is it Israel? I visited Israel once or twice. Or I plan what is that? A-L-I-Y-Y?
I have no idea. Okay. Skip that one.
Sounds like a rapper. what does Israel have got to do with Judaism?
What's Israel got to do with Jews?
What do you think?
What does Israel have to do with Judaism?
Yeah.
Is it multiple choice or no?
That's it. That's
no,
all.
That's
them.
One of the answers. You're not even listening, are you?
I'm going to say four. Have you ever been there?
I have not, okay, but just skip it. Just skip it.
Oh.
What happened?
I already selected one.
Wow.
Let's see if I can escape. Nope, never mind. Oh, well, you got number four.
Wow. this is fucked up already. It's skewed.
Is this much longer?
What name do you have? Feel free to skip this question if you are so inclined. I have a Hebrew/Yiddish name, such as Yitzchak, Isaac.
Isaac.
or Itzik. I have a Hebrew Yiddish name also, but use it only in religious practices. My name sounds slash is Jewish, but is neither in Hebrew nor in Yiddish. I do not have a Jewish name.
Number two. I do have one, but...
You don't use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when you hear the answer, why don't you just shout it out? Just so, like so Matt doesn't have to read.
Just like I have a
This is work for him.
This is.
So what?
I still have
news to get to. It's 9 o'clock already.
I have a confirmation name, and I don't use it.
It's true.
Did you study Torah?
Oh, yes.
I study Torah frequently, at least once a week. I studied Torah in yeshiva high school. I never studied Torah, but I intend to. Or what is Torah?
I guess it would be the second one.
Okay.
I'm gonna, so I can get some Jewish pussy.
Okay.
Whatever it takes.
Some Jewish kavilka fish.
Here we go.
Will we get the results now?
No. What do you think of Jesus?
Christ.
What do I think
of Jesus? Skip this question if you have no opinion. He was a prophet slash a saint slash a good rabbi slash master slash
good
teacher.
Good rabbi.
Slash, or he is the Messiah. Okay.
Jew for Jesus.
He had...
Hanging on the side of his best friend's ride, trying to crucifix me.
He had good intentions, but was somewhat misguided. He was a sorcerer who preached idolatry? What is idolatry?
Idolatry.
Idolatry?
Worshipping idols.
Okay. Good thing Pontius Pilate stoned him.
Wow.
He was an ordinary person, or he never really existed.
He was an ordinary person, or he never really existed.
Okay, all right. Gotcha. I agree. what do you think...
Of Hitler.
Of the... Oh, was this like an auto mechanic back in the day? All right, what do you think of the Lubavitcher rabbi?
The Lubavitcher.
Le Havdol?
Come on down to the Lubavitcher.
He was a great rabbi slash master slash teacher slash a saint slash a...
Master.
Is this fucking tits? What is that? Tits and dick? What is that?
He's got tits.
How do you say that? T-Z-A-D-D-I-K. Chadik?
Sadik? Yes.
Side of your dick.
He had good intentions.
I'll hit you right in the side of your dick.
But was somewhat misguided. He is the true Messiah and is still alive. I have no opinion on this matter.
I have no opinion on this matter.
All right, let's see. It's going to ask me to sign up.
Heinrich Himmler.
I am your female, right?
No.
You're gay or bisexual?
Straight.
And you're... I'm seeing someone here for friends.
I'm seeing someone.
Okay, next. Oh, Jesus.
Is it really asking to sign up?
All right, you're going for... Here, let's do this real quick.
Just put in your information.
No.
All right, you put the information in, we'll move on to the news.
All right,
continue. You get the answer.
Continue. I'll come back with the results.
There you go.
A cliffhanger. What's going on in the world, Derek?
Oh, I got an even bigger cliffhanger for you guys.
Oh, no.
You got a shit?
Oh, yeah.
This is horrible.
Oh, no.
This is the worst.
Oh, no. I'm surprised he walked so nonchalant into the bathroom.
Oh, if he tries to move quick, it's just coming out. This is what we deal with. Travis.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
We heard that out here, Derek.
That was outworldly.
Outworld. Username. Outworld.
Outworld Jew.
Jesus, the fucking shits.
No, that's the fucking shits.
Fucking dead fucking air. It's fucking stupid.
Can you guys talk, please?
No, talk. I don't want to talk to him no more.
Wow. So give us another story, B-Shaps.
About what?
Can you finally tell us the last time you she-ate your pants?
Yeah, tell us.
A couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yes. It wasn't like anything major, but I woke up and I was like checking the internet before work and
I farted
and I'm not going to deny that. And I farted and like it just immediately like it felt wet and I had a huge skid mark in my underwear. Yeah. It was not good. I immediately, like, hopped up, tried not to get my sheets messy because I still needed them for another week. Yeah.
Ugh.
We're pretty gross, man.
Look, when we describe this thing, like when it happens to us, we try to make it funny. You just described it to a T and it was like nauseating. Like you literally soaked your butthole in shit.
No. It wasn't huge, but it was like a pale tan.
Oh.
It was like the color of this bag.
It was the color of Israel's sand.
What color would that be?
It's like a tannish Indian.
It's like his walls.
Like an Indian red.
That's Dude, it?
Derek, you okay. missed the worst shit story ever. I asked him the last time he shiite his pants.
Shiite.
To finally get it out of him. And he like legit shit his pants a couple weeks ago and described it in the most disgusting, horrific way.
I will have to listen to it when I download the show from aristocratsradio.com.
Mm.
Cool.
Do you have any news for us?
I do. I got a lot.
Oh, shit.
For one.
Non-Jewish news.
Non-Jewish news.
So, Matt, are you actually signing up for the site?
Yeah.
Fucking
shit. This is horrendous.
Yeah, it is.
What do you expect? It's got Jews tied to it.
Well, I think last week or the week before, I mentioned milking, which was the latest internet stupidity.
Milking?
Yes. We had planking, which was people laying down on things.
And planking.
Then we had milking, where people were pouring milk over their heads in random places.
Now you have coning.
Now we have porting. People dumping port wine over their head.
Port. Port wine?
Yeah, port. Port is kind of a type of
wine.
Like a southern home.
No. it's a very red, kind of dark.
Kind of like your diarrhea.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like my it's like if I was shitting on their head.
Derek's diarrhea red.
Yeah. So that is the newest, and it's dumb because they're essentially wasting alcohol.
Yeah, because alcohol is delicious and should be constantly processed through your liver and pancreas.
Yes, but instead they're dumping it on their heads.
Faggots.
I don't know what the hell is going to be next, but...
I know the next one, from what I understand, is packing.
Packing?
Yes.
Fudge packing?
What's that?
No, which is just laying on the ground like Manny Pacquiao last night when he got knocked the fuck out. He's a boxer, Derek. And he got knocked out, and he was like undefeated and shit.
Yeah,
that sucks for him.
And the position he laid in was all weird, so people were just laying around taking pictures of themselves.
Nice.
In random places. It's fucking stupid.
Cute.
Yeah. People are fucking dumb.
I got to retake the test for Shaps here, but I remember all his answers.
Are you serious?
But I can also fix that one.
Cool.
That's
or we can just agree that he's Jewish.
Yeah, he is Jewish, but he's just dumb.
About the subject.
Cause he did, yeah, because he didn't know any of the questions from
he's
the real
just
quest.
A dumb Jew. Something special is going to happen in a couple of days.
Here? Around here?
Let's see. Where the hell is he? I don't know where
gross.
This... Oh, this is saying Alabama?
Alabama.
Yeah.
Fucking hick.
He's
town.
A Japanese fella from Alabama. He was born December 12th, 2000 at 12:12 p.m. So, on the 12th at 12:12 p.m., he will turn 12.
Okay.
So he's going to turn 12.
Which is
12
also the last time this will happen in this millennium.
Exactly. He's going to turn 12 on 12-12-12 at 12:12 p.m.
Wow.
Okay.
Pretty amazing, huh, guys?
No,
so is he
really.
Like the second coming?
No, he's just a little Japanese kid from Kansas.
Save us that J-A-P. J-A-P. J-A-P.
J-A-P.
I so prefer Japanese over Chinese. I just want to point that out again.
Yeah, they seem dirtier.
They seem hotter.
Yeah, they seem like they'll do stuff.
Like the Chinese are actually literally dirtier. The Japanese are just like, oh, sexual chicks.
It's just too bad that the Japanese don't shave.
What?
Really?
I'm sure Americanized ones do.
Well, Americanized ones, yeah, but those aren't the really dirty ones.
Not the ones that you see censored on the internet.
Did you get a picture of titty sent to your phone?
No.
Oh.
My. Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, boy.
Steve had said that you showed him a picture.
That's my girlfriend.
Of your girlfriend.
Yes.
And I would like to see it.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
without all the text messages.
Yeah,
on top
because
of
my family is.
All
being
right,
a
you
bunch
ready?
Of
this
Why,
is just
going to
be. Dude, this is just a picture for myfuckbook.com.
No.
I want to see this. You can come over and show me. You don't have to put it on the camera.
Derek, I can't wait to see your reaction because mine was just. I just agreed. I was like, oh, it's nice and walked away and then I couldn't stop laughing because it's
oh
nice.
Oh, no.
There's nothing. Oh. Do you have the actual picture?
Let me see it again. Let me see it again.
Well, that had to come from somewhere, didn't it?
It's not on. Yeah, that's not her. Yeah, you're not dating her.
Yeah, that's not her.
Say what you say. What you want?
Have you ever actually met her?
No.
What?
It's long distance. Don't ask.
Where is she?
Texas.
Sounds like someone else.
When I was 16, I used to talk to a girl from Texas who was moving up here for college to go to an acting school, and she never did that.
She had really big titties and sent out her panties.
She sent me a lot of her clothes. She sent me a...
I didn't know about that.
I just made that up. I didn't know you were being serious.
No, I literally have like in a closet somewhere in like like a manila envelope. Like a manila envelope. Like a tiny little shirt and like... she sent me like a lock of her hair and shit.
What?
That's serious. Creepy.
Yeah.
You know what? If you ever get like a serious girlfriend, you better get rid of that shit. That's the last thing you want her saying.
My ex-girlfriend never knew about that stuff.
Well, yeah, I know. But if you ever like move in with somebody, you might want
to get rid of that shit. Oh, yeah. I actually like don't really know.
She's going to be going through the closet.
Oh, this is the last box. No, don't touch it.
No, no. I actually don't know where that stuff is.
Copy Spider-Man 3.
It's in my room somewhere.
Somewhere in your room is also a whole bunch of my ECW shirts that I would like.
Yeah, probably. This thing won't let me sign up, by the way.
Whatever.
Fuck it. Yeah, he's
Jewish. Just won't let me sign up.
All right, like, let's just all agree that he's Jewish, okay? Yeah. Not a very good one.
Okay.
Okay, Cupid.
Okay, stupid.
Who is this little vixen here?
Is
that a man?
Let's try
knowing Derek is going to be.
No, she's not a man.
Oh, this morning, a woman in Petaluma County is under arrest, accused of sex crimes involving boys half her age.
Awesome.
K2's Valerie Hurst joins us live from our community news center. And Val, this woman is on the board of a local preschool.
That woman looks like the shirt she's wearing under her is just fabulous.
Right here behind me, lists Anna Welsh as the president of New Discoveries Preschool.
She's reading this from a laptop.
Yeah, look at her little chubby fingers, too, fat ass motherfucker.
The Herald this morning says it is the same Anna Welsh of Nehalem, who was arrested for sex crimes involving young boys. It's unclear how she knows these boys, but
now that's a Juno.
That is a big nose. I would still
range from 15 to 16 years old.
Tillamook County.
Welsh sexted
kids.
She was sexting kids.
She was in Australia.
A modeling website. We also notice this. It shows that Welsh works locally as a promotional model. We found her photo on modelmayhem.com.
It really is.
It shows her wearing some red lingerie.
Now, here's an idea. Why don't you leave the woman alone?
There could be more victims, so we do expect to get
Yeah, that is really the worst scar chick in the world.
That's like her just a giant fucking cellulite neck.
Cellulite
God. Jowly. Oh, boy.
That's all we got, huh?
I mean, yeah, I would take a blowy from her. That's
no, you
it.
Know what? It is a mugshot. She looked much better in the...
She did look much better than that in the lingerie photo. She's still... No.
But she does have a pretty prominent proboscis there.
Yeah
her nose is seriously on a level of fucking Jew. Yeah.
That seems to be a theme here.
She looks like she might be Croatian or something.
What's her name?
Anna Welsh, I think it said.
Yes, Anna Welsh. 31.
Oh.
She's our age.
Okay. She graduated in 99.
I'll give it to her.
One boy sent and one. She had sexual contact with at least one boy and sent and requested pornographic images from victims, according to deputies.
How old were said victims?
Half her
who
age.
Also said at least three boys, 15 to 16 years old, were involved.
I thought you were going to say at least three boys fisted her.
Wow.
16 times.
It's like, so one of, 15, it's like the phone booth thing.
So,
wow.
Let's see how many we can get 15 to 16 years old. Still, age of consent.
They all do like the Woe Bundy insider.
You know, like in. Why couldn't this shit happen when we were fucking in school, man?
It probably did. We just didn't know about
it. I wanted that porny teacher.
You know what the thing is? Fucking these kids need to keep their fucking mouth shut.
Well, I've said this before. If I was getting banged out by one of my hot teachers, I would literally tell her in the middle, this keeps happening every day that I want it, or I'm going to the authorities. Aside from that, this is between you and I.
And she's just gonna be like,
probably.
And she's just gonna be like, I'll put a fucking bullet through your brain.
Yeah.
And you're gonna go, yes, ma'am.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
There was actually a teacher at my high school that looked like a porn star.
Yeah.
Like, no, seriously, like fake breasts, fake lips, like brunette.
Yeah.
Shit ton of makeup.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the same substitute that questioned me for using the bathroom pass.
Right.
She had these huge fake tits that she had served up like fucking dinner plates.
Served
she had the waist length brown hair with the blonde streaks in the front and a really mean looking porn face. You know how they look?
Yeah. Are we keeping you up, Steve? I'm sorry.
You
I'm
know crashing. Where the makeup is done and they kind of look like they're wearing like an African war mask? you know, and she was just like...
No, I have no idea what you're talking
about. She was pornish looking, but she was still attractive.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I'm not really into the whole porn look, but...
Yeah.
You're
like a girl next door kind of
sort
thing.
Sort
of. Yeah, like you like the least amount of makeup. Minimal. You know, least amount of sunlight.
Nah, whatever.
You like them pale or like them tanned?
Yeah. They don't have to be as pale as me, but
well,
I don't think they can be. Oh, I know. I know some girls paler than me.
Yeah.
Translucent.
Translucent.
But, no,
I like it when you can see their veins in their chest.
Yes.
Ew.
The little blue veins. Uh-oh. Was that?
And the visual
that
is
was so pained.
The gunshot.
It took a lot, actually.
Dude. if
right back to the phone.
Gross.
Yeah.
You had like
that one's gonna be bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. Feel bad for you guys.
For better or for worse.
Wow, worse.
That's definitely worse.
God,
no, but it's celebrating it.
But going back to celebrating it.
It's funny because this teacher was like a teacher for like the special needs kids and like the kids that, you know, weren't like, you know, fitting in with like the regular level students and needed the extra help.
Wait, were these your classes?
No.
Oh.
I wanted to be in one of those classes.
Yeah, because you wanted them big titties.
Dude, I smell that.
You wanted them big fake titties.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yacht, yacht.
That smells weird.
I wish I could remember the name of the substitute.
Oh my God!
Yeah. I don't know if you.
Come on!
I know you want. I know you want to remember the name of the substitute. Derek can actually do a pretty good impression of her.
Oh, let me hear.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say her name.
Yeah, you can say I'm a substitute.
We don't know
teacher.
What her name is. You're like, hi, I'm a substitute.
I'm a substitute teacher from.
From what?
From, I'm the porn star substitute or something. I don't know.
From.
Oh, so it would be something like, I mean, I don't know what she sounds like, but it would be like something like, you know, how you doing? I'm the porn star substitute teacher. I'm the governor of Minnesota.
Damn.
Here's a pair of my panties, McMahon.
Sounds
damn.
Good. Sounds
good.
That is pretty good. That is what she sounded like.
I like the second part now. I like
yeah.
That. That's my
she's like, why did you leave the classroom, you know, with the hall pass, you know?
Yeah.
Because I had to
she
take a big
did sound
shit.
Like that.
Yeah.
It was just a piss. It wasn't shit.
I miss Kevin.
Listen here, McMahon. Yeah, where's Kevin? Mm. I miss him.
Mm. Kevin!
Does anybody know about this? The kid from Two and a Half Men?
He's quitting.
Oh.
He's going all fucking...
His name
fucking
is Angus, isn't it?
It is. Angus T. Jones.
He's Angus.
He is Angus. Apparently, he went all fucking cuckoo religious.
Joined a cult.
I don't know if he...
Yeah.
I don't know what? Like what about the religion shtick, but I know he... Said stuff about like, don't watch this. It's crap.
No, let me.
And how much money he was getting paid?
$300,000 an episode.
Wait,
he's
what?
$8 million a year.
What? Don't
yes.
question it. What?
Means nothing. He is non-existent character.
Is he gay?
No.
Two and a Half Men. If you watch Two and a Half Men, please stop watching Two and a Half Men. I'm on Two and a Half Men. I don't want to be on it.
Wow.
Please stop watching it. Please stop filling your head with filth. Please. It's you know, people say it's just entertainment. The fact that it's entertainment.
What does Seal have to do with this?
Do some research on the effects of television.
Look at this, Chauncey Billups.
Brain.
His name looks like
an old
Byron.
Basketball player.
You'll have a decision to make when it comes to the television. And
did he play like the Nets?
He ain't fat anymore either.
No, he's real skinny now.
It's bad news.
He's like B-Chef.
So he totally looks like he's...
He looks like he's sick.
He looks like he doesn't believe what he's saying.
But you might not have heard it otherwise.
No, you know what? He looks like he believes it so strongly that he wants to be more
harsh.
There
may as well have been somebody with a hand up his ass telling him to say all that shit.
Yeah.
Kind of like Elmo.
Or
I think...
Like Elmo.
Personally, yeah. I think he got into some kind of trouble with this cult.
Wow.
And
so?
Now he's being forced to say this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well,
$8 million a year for that fucking kid.
Seriously, like, why look a fucking gift horse in the mouth? Honestly.
Because he's getting $8 million a year, and he has been getting about that much. And the show's been on for, like, what, 10 years or something stupid
six,
like
seven
that?
Years,
six, like 7 years. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of fucking money.
He does. He's loaded.
And these people are going to have him leave the show, and they're going to...
And then they're
going to
dry him up.
Take all his money.
He apologized for his comments and, like, something about that, but like, about being religious and some shit. But
you
it's
know,
like, really?
You know what they should do? They should replace him with, like, Danny DeVito.
They should kill him.
That would be awesome.
They should kill him just like they
he'll
had
just
the
like
burial
wake up
for
one
Charlie
day.
Sheen.
Hey! What happened?
What the hell's going on here?
Is that, wait, was that Danny DeVito or was that Tony Danza?
I don't know.
Time travel.
Wait a minute, come on. Do your Danny DeVito.
Like, for real, do
it
right now.
Yeah, for real.
How you doing? My name is Danny DeVito. I'm the governor of Minnesota.
All right, now do Tony Danza.
See, I actually want to do Tony Danza, though.
Angela.
Yeah.
Have you Lady. Ever,
can you do like an imitation Angela. Of Jesse Ventura?
Who?
Jesse Ventura, the governor of Minnesota?
Never heard of him. No, I never saw him, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I have to actually get some kind of background on you know, I mean, I can just
Look him up, you know.
Jesse Ventura. Is that what he sounds like? I don't know.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it? Okay.
It's pretty good, actually, for not having to know what he sounds like.
Yeah, so that
not having known.
No.
B-Shap, your shoe is just so insulting.
Stupid.
It, it really is. It looks like...
My shoes are my calling card.
Wow.
It's saying, hi, I'm gay. Those are really horrible shoes. I mean,
I still can't believe Shaps has a picture of a girl he wants to date on his phone.
Wait a minute.
Oh, he's getting pissed.
He's mad. Let it out.
Do we just ripped him up about being Jewish
Let
for 2 hours?
He doesn't get
and that offends him.
And his family is listening and texting him, going, "No, please,
no,
please,
no." They're like, they're as being
soon,
annoying.
As soon as we mentioned the girl, he's like, "Come on, guys."
No,
got pissed off at me because I forgot about that.
About what?
Because you put up a thing on your Facebook. Not sure what. Don't put that towards me. Not sure what I'm going to get my girlfriend for Christmas. I said, how about a boyfriend? And he got a little uppity with me.
A little heated?
Just a little bit. Yeah, yeah. And one of your friends were sticking up for you. And then I don't know what happened, but I probably shot you down in some hilarious way. If I know me correctly, which I think I do.
I myself, like B. Shaps did, like I said before, I talked to a large-breasted young girl from Texas back in the day. And I stopped talking to her after maybe a couple of years, and then she came back out of nowhere, and we started talking again.
And the tits came back the very next day.
Did you ever see them bare?
Really fat. No, she got really fat though.
I remember her being
really
fat.
Really fat.
Like she was like not like
huge.
Skinny, not like skinny, but like her breasts were still extremely large compared to her body.
Yeah.
And then
see, that's what happens when these girls are in high school and they have huge tits.
The rest of them,
and then
follows.
All of a sudden you meet them like a few years later, and you're like, oh my! There was this one girl who was a couple years, you know, younger than me, and some job I had, somebody was talking about her. I'm like, oh, I remember her from high school, whatever. Like, oh yeah,
yeah, oh yeah, huge tits.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh yeah, she was really cute or whatever. And then one day she came into my work to see me because they were like,
oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was just like, hey, what's up? I mean, like, she was huge.
AF?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
She
Anne
grew,
Frank?
She grew.
Shit.
And we bring it right back
all
around.
The fucking all the gelt she was eating. It just
wow.
The milk chocolate was just
she grew into her breasts.
Oh
she
man.
Did. Like she basically went from having huge breasts to being a flatso. Just
by virtue of her
by
body
virtue
catching
of her
up,
body
yeah.
like exceeding it.
It was like a fucking balloon puppet.
Balloon
yes.
puppet.
Just squeeze one in and just
yes,
the other
exactly.
Finger.
Now, in the MySpace days when this girl resurfaced again, I met this girl in 1997.
Yeah,
and talked to her for a couple of years, and she was gone for a few years, and that was it. You know, whatever. Then the MySpace days show up, and she contacted me. And she's like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm married now, blah, blah, blah. I'm really fat. and,
really fat, I got a fat.
No, like literally she did say, she's like, I've gained so much weight, you know.
Oh.
But, and we talked like here and there, you know, and then all of a sudden her MySpace profile was gone.
Ooh.
And then in the Facebook days, the very beginning, she showed up again. And the same thing happened again.
I'm even bigger now.
Just keeps getting bigger every incarnation.
Every social media era, she gains.
And
like
this isn't
pounds.
Even my final form.
Susan, perfect form. Yeah, but that's like a Dragon Ball Z character.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, it's just kind of odd. Like I'm sure that she'll show up again. One day.
Some other social network.
Google she used Plus. To work, she worked at Whataburger.
Google Plus side.
Really?
She worked at Whataburger.
That'll do it.
In the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Woo!
One for you, one for me. One for you, one
for
me.
Two for me.
Yeah.
Now she started talking to Jim Ross. One for you, two for me. I'm going to eat another Slobberknocker burger.
Slobberknocker burger.
But yeah, you know, and there was a few other girls that I talked to. A couple from California. A couple, three from Texas. And I was just all over the place when I was I met like all of them by the time I was like 18. And I still talk to one of them every now and then.
I just remember
Matt
one of them.
Matt literally does orbit the Earth.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I did. Oh, okay. God. Next
I just remember
me.
One of them. I'm not going to bring it up, though.
What?
I'll talk to you after the show.
What? No, I don't care. Whatever.
No, there was one local.
Do it. I know exactly what you're talking
you
about.
You do?
Yeah. Why
so
did
bring
I
it
on?
Up. It Lisa? Was. It would. No. Yeah, it was sad, though.
Yeah, it was. Well, I don't even know if it was true.
Well, I don't know. You
mind you, this was over 10 years ago, and I wasn't like a big monster now, like I am now. You know, so I don't want to say like she just wanted like to get out of the you know situation because she was you know she was the aggressive one. She went to the local Catholic high school. Uh-huh. She was like a year older than us, and I was just talking to her on AOL, I guess, or whatever. And
now you knew her mom, right?
No. Well, I mean, her mother did shop at my supermarket. But
Matt Mark.
Yeah, Matt Mark. Path Matt. Why does
guess
my screen keep going off?
I don't know.
It's probably overheating.
Hold on.
I've got a virus in that Jew.
I probably do.
Thing.
Wow, Jew virus.
God, Brian, get out of here.
Am I hitting something over here?
Brian, are we going past your bedtime? Do you have to be home or something?
Wow.
No, he's mad pissed ever since we made fun of his
No.
I like, do have a meeting at Yosuke's at 10 p.m., so I got to get out of here pretty soon.
Oh, shit. We'll make this quick.
Anyway, so yeah, long story short, I talked to this girl for a few months, and she disappeared out of nowhere. Just like, boom, vanished. You know, we had set up to meet or something like that, and she... I don't know. She came up with some excuse not to meet. So whatever. You know, I was like, okay, she's done.
She already ate.
No, I was like, yeah. I'm like, whatever. She's done. And then one day she comes on AOL, and I'm there with my friend Mike, Webmonster Mike, and she's like, can I call you? And I'm like, sure. And I talked to her, and she told me that she was diagnosed with leukemia,
mm-hmm.
and that she totally shut down like everybody out of her life, and you know, that was basically it.
And so what did I do?
Derek, being the being the thoughtful and...
he's laughing about this. This is
you know, being the sensitive guy that Derek is, Derek took one of the pictures of her that I sent to him. You know, yeah. She was reasonably attractive girl.
Good-looking girl.
Nice body.
Yeah.
Looks
like Shapiro's girlfriend.
Wow.
He doesn't have one.
And he photoshopped... Stone Cold Steve Austin on her body because Stone Cold is bald and the typical treatment for cancer at the time was still radiation.
Oh no.
So yeah, I still have that picture.
I was
and, well, if you want we can put it up. I don't care. Put it up.
I was just trying to cheer you up.
Yeah, no, it was kind of funny.
I was you finally found an attractive girl that wants to talk to you and she gets cancer.
Exactly. We don't really know for sure. It could have been just her. Just
now,
like,
she
you know what?
Now?
I don't know. I don't even know if she really got cancer. I would assume that she just tried to get out of meeting up, which is fine.
Whatever. With using cancer?
No, that's
not. Excuse?
That's horrible. Don't do that to a person. All right, Matt's got to get going. So let's run.
I'm already late.
Oh, stop. Let me,
Shafts, can you text your girlfriend right now?
Will she answer? No, what time is it in Texas?
Won't. She won't answer because she's not real.
No. Wow. Steve, was that the picture he showed you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can I see it one more
time? Wait, so you still only have one picture of her?
On my phone.
Oh, so you got... Let me get this straight. You printed out 8x10s of her at your house?
No.
Where do you have other pictures of her?
They used to be on my computer before it crashed.
Oh,
so now
I have like a 4 or 5 year old MacBook and it completely crashed on me.
So now you have no pictures of her besides that.
Yeah, pretty much. It sucks.
And you didn't just say, hey, can you send me all your pictures again?
She's got like this really shitty track phone that I have to buy minutes for.
You buy minutes?
Occasionally.
She doesn't exist.
And you know what? She does exist. But she looks like Matt.
No, but she is in Texas, and she's part of the Mexican drug cartel, and you are buying her track phone minutes so that when she gets busted, or he...
And she likes to eat the White Castle.
It's going to go back to you.
Track phone minutes, like track mark minutes?
Yes.
Shafts, you are seriously not dating that.
Oh, my God. Have you ever Skyped with her?
Not yet.
I got to admit, being the culturally worldly person that I am, she does look like she's from Texas.
There is,
she's actually not from Texas.
No, well, if she lives
there.
She
looks like she lives in Texas.
Yeah, she the way they do their makeup and
Absolutely.
Stuff like that. Yeah, she
I know
looks
exactly
Texas.
No,
she looks like she's
okay.
Texas.
Here's the thing: she grew up in New York State, right?
And how long has she been in Texas?
A couple months. She
that's it.
Yeah, she lost her job when she was living by herself in
South
Carolina. She lost her job, couldn't get another one because she couldn't pay her bills. So her dad took her out to Texas.
She used to live at the fucking Great Adventure Zoo.
Wow.
Great Adventure
it's
Zoo.
It's really going to take you when you need to have a cat scan.
I'm not saying you don't fucking text with her, but that's not her.
All right, let's get going so Matt can
wow.
get out of here.
The person you're texting has
and
a
hopefully
beard.
Hopefully we can salvage the
has
video.
Has a beard.
And tits, but it's a guy.
That's some dude named Pablo. I'm telling you.
Pablo.
I'm telling you. One day... They're gonna. FBI is gonna come. DEA is gonna come to your door.
Whether it's the DEA,
paying for track phone minutes.
I'm not paying for her
to,
track mark.
Or someone
minutes,
on Juggalo Island.
I just said you did.
No, I'm paying for a track phone.
He's dating
minutes,
someone from Juggalo Island. He doesn't
wow.
even know it.
Juggalo Island. No, but no. I have a cousin
this is
that
really,
actually
this
works
is,
for the
we're
DEA.
We're gonna have
so.
To. We're gonna have to explore this story more in the future.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
to,
shut
we're
up.
Gonna get to the bottom of who he's really dating.
All right, we gotta go.
If I fly her out here, do you think she'll come out here?
Probably.
I'll do it.
Do it.
Matt will pay for a ticket for her.
I will put upwards of $20 into that.
If she
bucks,
might touch
I'm
a penis.
Willing to give her. I'm willing to fork out $400 to get her out here.
Ooh. It's going to be more than $400.
No, it's not.
She can't stay
no,
at my place.
No, I could be
place.
Less than that.
We're going to go on kayak.com and
here.
Make sure that we get the
If she looks like that, she can stay at my place.
If wow. she looks like that, she can stay at my place too.
She can stay here too. I have that beautiful couch you're sitting on, Matt's farting yeah. on. She can sleep right there.
Derek, what do you think she would sound like?
Wait a minute.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Brian Shapiro's girlfriend. I'm from Texas. McMahon.
The governor.
The governor.
Can you call her right now?
Nah, she won't answer. She's at work.
All right.
Oh, my God. Everything's
go.
A no.
No, I know for a fact because she works at a Buffalo Wild
Shut up, Brian.
Buffalo.
Oh,
I want to go there. See you next week, guys.